This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Some people out there trying to make up their minds.
And President Obama and Mitt Romney are chasing those undecideds. We're live with both candidates. First, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Bettendorf, Iowa.
Which is part of the Quad Cities here along the Mississippi. It's the jumping off spot for President Obama's 8-state, 48-hour coast-to-coast and in-between campaign marathon.
I hope I made clear that there's a big difference between me and Mitt Romney.
The president in Dayton, Ohio yesterday accusing Romney of doing all he can to hide his true intentions. He'll make the case for the next 2 days at events here in Iowa, then Denver, L.A., Las Vegas, Tampa, Richmond, Chicago, and Cleveland. And now to Denver, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is with the Romney campaign.
Mitt Romney says his campaign is supercharged after the debates, kicking off the start of this campaign's final 2 weeks here in the Mountain West.
You're seeing this movement growing. You're seeing people coming together to say, you know, we love America. We recognize we can do better.
Before coming here, Romney and his running mate Paul Ryan rallied near Las Vegas. Romney returns to Nevada today with a stop in Reno and then a trip to the Midwest, first to Iowa and ending the day in Ohio. Dave?
Jared, Democrats are attacking a Republican Senate candidate in Indiana as extreme for Richard Murdoch opposing abortion in all cases and if pregnancy occurs after a rape.
Is something that God intended to happen.
Murdoch says he's struggled with his view that all life begins at creation. Fox News has obtained the State Department email sent to the White House and other agencies during and right after the deadly attack on our consulate in Libya. Among these emails, a claim of responsibility from a terror group.
The State Department has designated Ansar al-Sharia as an al-Qaeda-affiliated group trying to set up an Islamic state in eastern Libya.
Fox's Molly Henneberg. Syria's civil war could come to a halt for a few days. The UN Arab League envoys of the regime and some rebel leaders have agreed to a ceasefire during an upcoming Muslim holiday. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face to face, you're more likely to see eye to eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
If you've got data service in Oshkosh, then you've got us on your smartphone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatballs is a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new F-150 crew cab from Team Ford for $10,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Ford F-250 for $11,000 off. Plus, only at Team Ford, every new vehicle comes with a free lifetime warranty. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at Walmart on rollback for only $9.97 this week. Upgrade today. Offer good from October 18th through January 17th. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination. Now available at Walmart.
Campaign trail hard in the crucial battleground states.
And could we end up with a tie on November 7th?
Those stories and plenty more on your next America's Morning News.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and their guests on Talk Radio Network Entertainment are not necessarily the views and opinions of Talk Radio Network Entertainment, its management, staff, advertisers, associates, or affiliated stations.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Have you ever heard, "Mom, the game is almost on. Can the team come over to watch?" Or what about, "Mom, can my roommates come stay for break?" Or maybe you just need additional space for a loved one to come live with you. Whether you need to make changes for physical challenges or room for guests, remodeling can help you achieve the best scenario for your home. The holidays are approaching. Call us and let us help you find solutions today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
Story I'd like to tell.
Broadway's jet-setting new musical, Catch Me If You Can, is a mile-high smash. New York Magazine calls it a spectacular spectacular that takes you through the night with flying colors.
I gotta tell my story live and in living color.
Bloomberg News says Catch Me If You Can delivers the goodies. The New York Times writes, this portrait of the con artist as a young man comes to ecstatic life.
Think goes to when I stop hits.
The ball
and the mouse at the end of their wits.
Absolutely Marvelous raves WOR Radio. And the Huffington Post says Catch Me delivers a genuine jolt of pleasure. Catch Me If You Can, the new Broadway musical based on the incredible true story. Book your seats today.
Presented by MSC Opus, October 29th and 30th. Great seats available. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Another fatal crash took place on Highway 6 between Bryan and Hearn. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Hearn police received a report of a reckless driver headed towards Hearn. The driver of a Mustang is dead after his car crossed the center line between FM 2549 and the Spring Creek Bridge and struck the rear tandem axle of a semi-trailer.
This is a stretch of highway where they have the left lane passing only, and the truck driver was in the outside lane and was able to take advantage of the improved shoulder try to avoid the collision. Unfortunately, the vehicle struck the back tandem axle of his trailer, but it gave him an option at least to try to do, you know, to get away from the vehicle. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but that's why it's so important, you know, when you're not passing out here, to stay in that outside lane to be able to take advantage of the improved shoulder.
The wreck affected traffic for more than 6 hours. Economic development was among those topics posed at this week's Candidates Forum to those running for Bryan City Council.
Sampling what was said by those seeking the Place 3 seat, Greg Owen says his philosophy is simple. Remain competitive by pitching some of the abatements and services offered by other cities. Moderator Scott DeLucia wanted to know more.
City pays for all of it? Not necessarily.
What are the determining factors in your view?
Well, I think you would look at that on a case-by-case basis. How big of a company, what kind of company, what kind of development.
Steve Ramirez called for more goods and services to attract professionals to Bryan.
We need more restaurants. You know, I love the fact that, you know, Bryan and College Station are sister communities, but I would like to stop competing with College Station. I think Bryan should compete with itself. I think if we can stand on our own 2 feet and say that we offer amazing services, we offer great places to bring your business, and I think we have all the right materials.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear all the comments from those participating in this week's forum. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station Councilman Dave Rusink will wrap up his 6 years of service next month. Rusink says he's pleased with several changes he's seen in the city throughout his term, especially in the Northgate area.
I think that the whole Northgate atmosphere is being enhanced a whole lot by Fall Street parking and the way that the front of the stores along University is going to really enhance what they can do in having outside activities.
Rusink also feels that the council is more thoughtful about its spending than it has sometimes been in the past, and that the people of Welborn will be thankful in a few years for the city's decision to incorporate their area. A foot can be a deadly weapon. That's what Brazos County District Court jury recently decided in convicting a Houston man of using his foot to stomp a friend's head into the concrete. 35-year-old Kevin Brown was sentenced to 7 years in prison for the aggravated assault that took place at a College Station home last year on the day after Christmas. The guilty verdict followed a trial where the victim did not want Brown prosecuted and did not testify. The victim, who lives out of state, sustained multiple broken bones in his face. And Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is calling for hearings following reports the number of Texas veterans who have served in Afghanistan and Iraq who have died of prescription drug overdoses is about the same as the number who have committed suicide. Flores, a member of the House Committee of Veterans Affairs, says he wants a response from the Veterans Administration to the overdoses and the latest research on post-traumatic stress disorder. And there's also concern on how well the VA is tracking deaths among veterans. And a fourth Texas high-tech startup that received taxpayer money through Governor Perry's signature Economic Development Fund has filed for bankruptcy. Bioenergy producer Terrabon has local connections with a demonstration plant in Bryan using production methods developed at Texas A&M. Terrabon received nearly $3 million from the state's Emerging Technology Fund, a venture capital-like fund that invests in Texas-based high-tech startups. Terrabon's bankruptcy marks the biggest loss yet for the tech fund's $194 million portfolio and brings the total amount of failed investments to more than $5 million. WTAW News Time is 6:12 at 65 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
The warm temperatures we've been seeing continue across the area with partial sunshine today and high of 85 to 90. It's going to be partly cloudy and very mild overnight, lows near 70. Mixture of clouds and sun tomorrow. We could have an isolated shower. That certainly would be good news. 85. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tomorrow night, a little cooler, 60 to 65. Lots of clouds, scattered showers Friday, and turning cooler, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up, find out what happened at A&M Media Day yesterday.
People ask questions, right?
Oh, you're two for two.
Thank you.
You're ever so welcome.
Yeah.
UIL is actually talking about changing some of their classifications. We'll share that with you here in a little bit, too. First game of the World Series is tonight, and Oakley yanked from Lance Armstrong, and now somebody's actually coming after him. We'll share that with you in about 40 minutes.
So are they going to use letters other than A for school sizes? Is that what we're, you know?
They're going to change it and add, like, 6A.
Wow.
Again. And then what are we going to do for travel, you know?
Well, it's not going to involve football, and we'll get to all of it. It's okay. Just,
you know, there was a long time ago, then they had Class B. You know that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but, you know, those people probably felt inferior because they didn't get to have an A, so they had to move everything up and make divisions. It's almost like hockey now where everybody gets a chance to make the playoffs, too, right?
Not quite, but it's close.
Close, all right. From our nice try department, the New York State Supreme Court has ruled that lap dances are not art, and therefore they are taxable.
We're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
That's right. In a 4-3 ruling, the majority said that lap dances don't promote culture in any way in the community. So, you know.
It would definitely put our children at risk.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a single mother.
Right.
I'm trying to put food on the table, money away for their college funds,
right.
And without lap dances, I will not be able to do that.
You know, do you realize what the tuition at Brown University is these days? I mean, the very idea. You see, they believed that lap dances were just like ballet or some other artistic endeavor. But dissenting judges said, no, that's not exactly right.
Because they were married and knew better.
Yeah, that's right. They said that there's no distinction in state law between highbrow dancing and lowbrow dancing. That's terrible.
Bambi, a stripper at the Palace Men's Club, says banning lap dances would hurt her ability to make a living.
So
right.
We're going to need help.
Yeah.
Let me go get Medicaid.
Yeah.
Let me go get some food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
One provision of the law that topless dancer Christy is afraid of is one that requires that they wear badges to prove they have paid a new stripper tax.
It would definitely put our children at risk.
Where
stripper
they put
Sable
the badges?
Says it's all about the American dream.
I'm a single mother.
The
I'm
American
trying to put
dream.
Food on the table, money away for their college funds, and without lap dances, I will not be able to do that.
The city says the new regulations are needed to cut down on prostitution and drug trafficking.
Yeah.
In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Yeah, we've been running that for like 7 years. The lawsuit was filed by the Night Moves, which is in suburban Albany, which is arguing that fees for admission to the clubs and for the private dances should be exempt from sales tax. Highbrow dancing and lowbrow dancing in New York. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or San Antonio or any place else. Yeah.
Wow.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Perfect situation.
And, I mean, you're right. Where do they put the badges?
We don't need those stinking badges.
Put it on your ponytail.
Yeah. Oh, that'd work, yeah. I was thinking around a lanyard, but the ponytail's probably better.
I like
better.
The ponytail.
Yeah, that works.
Problem solved. Moving on. We've solved the world problems for today.
Yep.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatball's a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new Silverado Texas Edition from Team Chevy for $11,000 off.
Nice price.
I'll get a new Tahoe LTZ for $8,000 off. And we've got 0% for 60 months. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW, caller with an idea. I mean, was there evidence produced in court? You know what I'm saying? I mean, did they ask dancers to come? Did they have like a ballet dancer there in a tutu and then they have Bambi in there?
Which one of these things is not like the other?
Exactly, yeah. Where's highbrow dancing? Where's lowbrow dancing? Hey, today is Baloney Day.
Really?
Today is
that why you put that story as our first
as bologna? Yeah. Now, you know, I can't remember the last time I had bologna, but I remember, you know, growing up eating fried bologna sandwiches. Those weren't bad.
Is the sandwich fried or the bologna fried?
The bologna.
Yeah. Yeah, fried bologna sandwiches.
Huh.
Yeah. You've never done this?
No.
Oh.
I ate Spam for the first time in college. Don't tell my dad. He'll be unhappy with
well,
me.
Well, Spam is probably even healthier than bologna because anything.
Well, good, because I like Spam.
Yeah, anything where they use the word slurry in the preparation is not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And slurry
it's
is
like
one
a
of the words.
Snowstorm of meat.
Yeah, well, it's one of the words they use in hot dogs and bologna in that they put parts together.
It's 619,
and they
guys.
Grind them up.
Come on.
All right, let's do some birthdays then.
Let me see. Drake is 26.
All right, now look. I saw this morning, and I see that Monica has a birthday too.
Uh-huh.
All right. When did we get to the point? Okay, first it was just Elvis, right?
Wait, yes. Drake who? Monica well, who?
See, that's the whole point.
They're singers. I mean,
there's Elvis and there's Cher, okay?
Yeah, but everybody knows Elvis's last name is Presley.
Right, and there's Madonna, okay? So, I mean, I can think of three right offhand, but now we got Kesha and we got who
well,
else?
Anyone who has an S that's made out of a dollar sign in their name
yeah.
probably is kind of a novelty.
And we got Pink, but I mean, who is Drake? I've never heard of Drake. Am I just missing stuff?
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, okay.
Don't leave your Walker parked
yeah,
in the hallway.
Okay, now, but how many? Tell me how many songs Drake has had in the top five.
I have no idea who Drake is.
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you.
The yeah. only Drake I know is Sir Francis Drake.
Yeah, well,
he was also in Degrassi, which was a big show on one of the, I can't remember which network.
Disney Channel?
No.
Just some, like, teen soap opera?
Yeah, sort of.
It can be a male duck, too, but anyway.
Hey, it's Tia Tequila's birthday as well. She's 31.
Well, wait, I want to go back. Who's Monica?
She's a singer.
Okay.
And a very good one.
Okay. Oh, wait. Monica, who's like friends with Brandy?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Tia Tequila's birthday's today.
Yeah.
She's 31.
All right.
Scott Peterson is 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, noteworthy, I guess. Mary Bono. I'm sorry.
Bono, yeah. Who's
51.
A member of Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. B.D. Wong. Played in Oz and is also Law and Order.
Oh, he's on Law and Order. He's mm-hmm. the Asian guy. Yeah.
52. Kwasi Mfume.
Uh-huh.
64. The only reason I did that is because his real name is Frizzle Gray, and I just think that's funny.
Wow.
I like that, Frizzle.
Kevin Kline is 65.
Uh-huh.
Bill Wyman, former bassist for the Stones.
Hey, they're saying he might come back for the next tour.
I've heard that as well.
He's how old?
76.
Do you think he's got arthritis in his fingers? I mean, you think he can really play the bass anymore?
If they continue to play, then yes.
Okay.
And this one is for Kat.
Uh-huh.
Because I was relatively certain she may have heard it but didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
Is this the Penguins?
Santo and Farina.
Oh, yeah. That's Sleepwalk.
From Santo and Johnny.
Yeah.
75 today.
Oh, yeah.
I do love this song.
F. Murray Abraham be the Academy Award winner, 73. And I thought these were pretty light birthdays, so I went ahead and got half birthdays, too. So,
happy, we're stretching.
Just pathetic.
Happy 78 and a half birthday to Shirley MacLaine and some of her friends.
Captain Crazy.
That she has inside her head. Sue Grafton, the author. She's the one who does the L is for Lawless and, you know, she does the letters of the alphabet thing. She is 72 and a half today. Barbara Streisand, her nose and all, 70 and a half. Eric Bogosian.
He's really good.
59 and a half. Yeah, he played a talk radio show guy.
Yes, he did.
Dallas Talk Radio. He wrote it and started it.
That was one of my very favorite movies.
Yeah, Michael O'Keefe. Remember him? Caddyshack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
57 and a half. All right, if you have to put entertainer in your name, are you really?
Cedric?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, he is. He's quite funny.
He is funny.
His name is Cedric Antonio Kyles. He's 48 and a half. And Kelly Clarkson, the singer chick. She'd be 30.
Miss American Idol.
Yeah, you're right. She is one of those, isn't she? Anyway, she'd be 30 and a half. So there you go. It's 6:23.
Of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
If you look back and you look at all these debates and you put them in perspective, Romney wins this election as I think he will. I think we're going to look back on these four presidential debates, and I think they are going to be studied for years and years to come. Because there's no doubt in any sane person's mind, in other words, anybody that doesn't work at NBC News or the New York Times, that Romney and Ryan won the debate derby. And there's a simple way to prove this. If you go back to the first debate, Barack Obama was leading in all of the national polls and virtually every poll in every swing state. He was the odds-on favorite to win re-election.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted...
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned limited warranty and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
A data breach is being probed. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Barnes & Noble customers in 9 states may have had their credit or debit card information stolen if they charged purchases. The bookstore chain says pin pads on card readers in 63 stores in California, Florida, New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Illinois, and Pennsylvania were tampered with. The FBI is investigating. Apple will start taking orders for the new iPad mini a week from Friday. The device was unveiled at a much-hyped media event yesterday. The new tablet PC has a 7.9-inch screen, front and rear cameras, and a dual-core microprocessor. The least expensive model will cost $329. Netflix saw a sharp drop in its third-quarter profit. The video rental company also lowered its outlook for subscriber growth and said projected losses overseas will likely offset gains from streaming customers here in the U.S. for the rest of the year. Stock futures a little higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common. IBM System X, x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 80% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 627. Let's have a look at a changing weather forecast. A high temperature today, probably about 88. Now, watch for fog out there today. There's a little bit out there if you're in a fog-prone area or travel through that. Going to work or getting started this morning, then kind of be aware of that. But 88 for a high today, 69 for the low temperature tonight. Do about the same thing for a Thursday and Thursday night. Then on Fridays, when things change, it looks like we'll have a chance of some showers or thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, a high near 70, and north winds at 5 to 15. Again, high near 70. And then a 20% chance of rain on Friday night, probably before midnight, and clouds with a low around 48. Then on Saturday, we're not going to have any chance of showers now, and it looks like 62 degrees. So the weather looks like we thought it was going to upset the weekend a little bit. Maybe that's not the case. 62 for the high on Saturday, 47 for the low temperature on Saturday night and Sunday. We'll do about the same thing. Right now, the winds are from the southeast at 3, 97% relative humidity, and we've got 67 degrees.
When something you've done has gone wrong, showing guilt for it is actually a trait that is admired by others. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the Gold Guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
If you want to be successful and admired by others, is it more important to be competent or charismatic? Well, research has asked that question, and it turns out
competence and your ability to do the work ended up being more important than how naturally communicative or extroverted that you are. It'll always trump personality, and charisma is your competence.
Mark Thompson, author of the book Admired.
So it's interesting, when we looked at those key characteristics, people did want you to be honest and caring and dependable, but competency was way up there. Competency is more important than being extroverted or outgoing.
In addition to the characteristics you normally associate with being likable, is one you probably don't think of, and that is guilt.
The response to guilt is usually to do something about what's gone wrong or to actually take care of something or actually show some accountability or responsibility. And people do love competency, but you know what they love even more than that? They don't expect you to be perfect. They do expect you to be responsible.
As part of our normal fight or flight response, it's normal to kind of disappear when things go wrong. But if you want people to admire you...
When things go wrong, it is important to be in touch with people and to be responsive to them. Even if you don't have all the answers, you do get admired for being able to step up, be seen, and hold up your hand and say, I'm going to be responsible for this, and I'm going to take care of this and take care of you. And often we see credibility increases when you do that, actually.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
At Batteries Plus, we know most people don't know how to open their garage door remote control, key fob, or wristwatch. That's why we'll be happy to install a new battery in almost any device you bring in. So remember, although a lot of battery-powered devices can be hard to open, getting their batteries replaced is as easy as coming to Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus. Find the battery you need to replace at the Replace It Place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman, where we can install a new battery in almost any device. Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb, for anything.
WTAW News Time is 6:31 at 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Highway 6 between Hearn and Bryan was shut down yesterday afternoon following a crash involving a car and an empty semi-trailer. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver of the car was killed.
Approximately 2:22, Hearn PD received a 911 dispatch of a reckless driver heading westbound on US 190 State Highway 6. Shortly afterwards, the reported reckless driver, a white Ford Mustang, crossed over into the eastbound side and struck a 18-wheeler back tandem axle on the eastbound side on the improved shoulder.
It took more than 6 hours to reopen the crash site, located near the way station between the Spring Creek Bridge and FM 2549. Attempting to get a friend to stop swearing with ladies in the house resulted in multiple facial injuries. The victim filed paperwork declaring he didn't want to press criminal charges, but a Brazos County District Court jury convicted a Houston man guilty of aggravated assault, causing serious injury. Witnesses told police 35-year-old Kevin Brown kicked and stomped his friend in the head. This took place at a College Station home last year on the day after Christmas. The jury sentenced Brown to 7 years in prison due to Brown's criminal history. He will have to serve at least half the sentence before becoming eligible for parole. What should be done to create more housing in Bryan? The candidates running for the City Council's Place 3 seat both call on more promotion of the Bryan School District.
At this week's candidates forum, moderator Scott DeLucia followed up on a comment from Steve Ramirez.
Now let's hear. How do you build a better relationship with BISD?
I think one, well, if I'm elected, then it's obviously my opportunity, my job to make sure that that occurs. I'm not served in city politics before, but it behooves me to at least understand what were the dynamics before that held us from being able to work together and then try to expand on that.
Greg Owen says the school district needs to do more marketing,
including the Hammond Oliver program, some of the AP classes that students can take at the same time they're going to high school.
Owens also called on the city to create a friendlier business atmosphere.
New businesses attract new employees, and new employees will create the demand for more rooftops.
You can hear all the comments from this week's forum online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Dave Reesink faced many subjects during his 2 terms as College Station City Councilman. Reesink, who will retire after next month's election, says he has no regrets about voting to annex Welborn into College Station.
My thought is that 5 years from now, the folks in Welborn are going to be very pleased that it went the way it did, that they're not the ones that are having to make all of the decisions about what the city's going to be, but they've got an opportunity through the neighborhood plan to make it what they wanted anyway, without having to have all of the headaches that go with the incorporation.
As for regrets, Rusink wishes that they had purchased the land to build the convention center 10 years earlier than they did. An investigation by the Austin newspaper that found the number of suicides among Texas veterans is about the same as the number dying from prescription drug overdoses has the attention of Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. A member of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, Flores plans to ask for a congressional hearing to get the latest research on post-traumatic stress disorder and the Veterans Administration response to the overdoses among those who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. A Houston-based bioenergy producer with a plant in Bryan using production methods developed at Texas A&M has filed for bankruptcy. Terrebonne became the fourth and largest recipient of the Texas Emerging Technology Fund to file. Terrebonne received nearly $3 million from the venture capital-like fund promoted by Governor Perry. The total amount of failed investments has passed $5 million. The Associated Press reports the tech fund's portfolio is valued at $194 million. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 65 degrees. The Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have them call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Your eye on a sweetie? Well, now's the time to make a date to get into Sioux Falls Prater for the lowest prices of the year on John Deere's 40 to 90 horsepower tractors. You'll see deals as sweet as 0% for 72 months and extended warranties available at no extra cost. Plan a date to get a deal during the month of October because these John Deere tractors won't wait around. Visit cptractor.com to find a store near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer ends October 26, 2012 and stock models only. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Partial sun and warm for today, but cooler temperatures will arrive by the time we get to Friday. Highs this afternoon will be somewhere between 85 and 90. Partly cloudy with a low of 70 tonight. Mixture of clouds and sun for tomorrow. There is the risk of a shower during the day. Not quite as warm, 85. Mostly cloudy. Chance of a shower tomorrow night. Low 60 to 65. Clouds for Friday. The chance of a shower and cooler. Highs Friday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are no moral victories in this deal. You guys know that. All you care about is, at the end of the year, wins and losses.
A&M Football Media Day was yesterday. We'll get to that for you here in just a little bit. Changes to the UIL, and a Dallas firm is suing Lance Armstrong, all in about 12 minutes here on WTAW Sports.
So you mean that you can't be bowl eligible with just moral victories, huh? You have to really score more points than the other people.
No, I thought it was going to get taken to the woodshed when I asked him that.
Yeah, really. Well, you know, that's right. It's not. It's not moral victories. Well, let's see what we got going on here. Oh, boy. Well, you know, we just don't see enough of Donald Trump. I mean, you know what I mean?
Really?
He's such a
He's a wallflower.
He is. He just fades into the woodwork. You never know he's there. Well, Don apparently is going to insert himself into the presidential campaign yet again today, promising to reveal a big secret about President Obama. Now,
something he saw in 2016, probably.
Yeah. See, now, there's been a lot of speculation out there in the Twitterverse about what this is all about. And the Trump publicity machine insists that this announcement, which will be made on Twitter today, will shake up the race.
No, it won't.
Yeah, I know. Now, there had been... It's been really fairly widely rumored that there were marital problems with the Obamas early on in his political career. But, I mean, you know, that's...
What young couple doesn't have problems?
It's not that that's unusual. I mean, if that's what he's talking about as a game changer, that's no game changer. Sorry, there are just too many people who can relate to
that. Now, if Barack Obama had a third arm, that's a news story.
Yeah, but I don't... And I don't think he does. I mean, if he does, then he has his suits really well tailored. But we'll find out today. And again, it's the Donald. It appears that President Obama's campaign has given up on carrying North Carolina.
Yeah, they're bailing out a lot of them.
You know, I was trying to figure out when was the last time that a state that held one of the national conventions that state didn't go for that party. And I don't know. I think you'd have to probably go a long ways back. Because
interesting,
obviously, you know, you figure that you've got a safe bet if you're going to pump that much money into the economy of a state. You're not going to do that if your opponent is going to win it. So they at least at some point thought North Carolina was at least on the fence to be taken.
Right.
But now they're doing that. Paul Begala, he's from the University of Texas.
He's a pollster, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. But he's a Longhorn, too. Anyway, told Wolf Blitzer, quote, "Yes, I'm not supposed to say that, Wolf. I work for a pro-Obama super PAC, so I'm being paid to help reelect the president. But if you look at where he's going and where he's spending his money, yes, it looks like Governor Romney is likely to carry North Carolina. There's also evidence, judging from information on TV commercial buys, that the Obama camp is also pulling out of Virginia, saying they're not going to win that."
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. Now, but...
Well, wait a minute. There was a pollster we talked about 3 weeks ago that was pulling, and it was one nobody'd ever heard of.
Right, who said that he was three states, and it was Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida.
Yeah, and strangely enough, he seems to be rather prophetic.
Now, what's interesting, Nate Silver is, I guess he's pretty good at it, but most importantly, he writes for the New York Times, so he gets a lot of publicity. Now, what he is saying is, obviously, it is about Ohio. He ran 40,000 Electoral College simulations, and a candidate who won Ohio won the election 95% of the time. Now, while it is possible to lose Ohio this year and still win the White House, it will not be easy. According to Silver, unlikely does not equal impossible, but Ohio's central enough in the electoral math that it now seems to matter as much as the other 49 states put together.
It does.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's really more than ever. And Ohio always has been a very interesting state because, and that's the reason it's been so crucial, is because it really is a microcosm of the United States.
Right.
And good times, bad, and you can laugh about, you know, Cleveland and all, but there's there's Akron, there's Columbus. I mean, there are a whole lot of, there's Toledo. I mean, there are a whole lot of cities in Ohio we know about. They do have industrial, they do have agricultural. There are some manufacturing jobs there, so it'll be interesting to see how all that plays out. Now, another one that's kind of interesting, a Mason-Dixon poll talking about Connecticut. And to give you an idea, Connecticut's always been a pretty solidly blue state, if you will. For instance, John McCain lost that by 23 points. Okay, so it's been a Democrat state. But Linda McMahon apparently ready to put the WWE grapple on her opponent. She is now tied in the U.S. Senate race.
No kidding.
So we'll
see.
That's
a huge deal.
It really is. And again, I don't know that necessarily translates to the presidential race, but again, a lot of people don't like to split tickets because it's too much trouble.
Yeah, then you have to vote for everything.
That's right. You just got to do that. I'm going to punch that button up there. Fox News reporting that Mitt Romney's campaign might spend some of their final ad dollars on a 30-minute infomercial in a swing state or two. This is something that Obama did back in 08. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, the president will sit down with MTV. Boxers or briefs, right?
Isn't that? That's where it started. Yes,
yep.
Sir.
It's accredited journalism, right?
Yeah,
there.
You betcha. 30-minute interview. Viacom also offered a similar sit down with Mitt Romney. Apparently, he's not going to accept that. We don't know for sure. And yeah, we've got all these the polls this, polls that. Let's talk about what's really important. That is that President Obama wore a solid blue striped tie. Mitt Romney wore red stripes. The general consensus is that Obama might have won the third debate, so that would smack down the whole red tie wins the debate theory.
On the power of his tie.
That's right. So,
the tie.
Let's remember that's what it's about. Now, remember also that both men wore American flag pins on their lapel, but Romney's is noticeably bigger, so there. And he wins
there are so many jokes for that.
Yeah, he wins the I love America more than you do, nah. So, got that going on. And no matching pink power suits for the first ladies, if you'll notice. Michelle Obama wore that Tom Brown dress that, by the way, she had worn at the Democrat National Convention just last month. So she gets style points because she just shopped in her closet. See, she didn't go out and buy anything new.
Yeah, only because they got hammered the last time she spent $36 kajillion dollars on a dress.
And Romney, for her part, of course. And, of course, Kevin and I were talking about this, how it was a forest green Oscar de la Renta dress.
Wow. Yeah, just before the show went on.
That's right, with the ombre skirt that featured a leaf pattern. So
I don't even know what all that means.
You know what? Neither do I. what's very interesting, though, is style points for Mrs. Romney for stepping out and kind of upping her designer game going to Oscar de la Renta. There is only one major designer that Michelle Obama has not worn since being in the White House. You know who that is?
You.
Oscar de la Renta.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if he's a Republican or what. But so there you go. That's what's really important out there is the fashion statements of the candidates and their wives. So, you know, vote accordingly. By the way, early voting is going on. You know, it starts today. Continues today.
So they had a good turnout, too.
Good. Starts in about 13 minutes here. And remember to go all the way down to the bottom of the ballot because that's where some of those elections are that have nothing to do with race, and then also the election has to do with the party. And then also at the bottom of the Bryan ballot, College Station, there's charter amendments down there, so you need to go look at that. And then the city races, of course, in Bryan that have nothing to do with
there's all kinds of forums online to read before you go vote.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea. You know, that's it, especially when you talk about the charter stuff. It's there. You
educate
can read
yourself
it ahead
a
of time.
Little.
It'd be a nice thing to do.
Does your dog live in the lap of luxury? Don't lower your standards when you leave town. Waggy Pet Zone is a premium boarding facility with suites that include furniture, TVs that play your pet's favorite pet-friendly programming, and 6 escorted walks to private fenced-in yards each day. A true pet vacation destination when you're on vacation. Pamper your pet while you're away at Waggy Pet Zone, setting a new standard in pet care on Rock Prairie Road in College Station. Call 693-9663 or visit waggypetzone.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 27th, it's sprigging and seeding Bermuda grass. Selection, timing, and management all have an impact on success. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Fall to the average gardener is a time to coast into winter. Things are pretty much finished up for the summer. Trees are losing their leaves or soon will be, and it would seem appropriate for humans to head into early hibernation for the cold months ahead. Well, not so quick there, gardener. You have several very timely tree tasks that deserve your consideration. Before you shut it all down for 5 months, at least listen to the tips I have for you. Some may be calling your name. I'll be back with details of fall tree care right after this message. It's your last chance to save the maximum on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. For 30 years now, I've been publishing an annual gardening calendar with monthly tips of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information. I've worked really hard to make this the best calendar ever. It's going to be beautiful. But our pre-production offer is wrapping up. I'm about ready to turn it all over to the printer. Save 38% on the calendar with more than 10,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Save 38% by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the award-winning Neil Sprays Gardens magazine. All of it written just for Texas. Just $36.95 and $3 postage for the calendar. The price will never come back to $36.95 again. You must call right away. 1-800-752-GROW. Satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-4769. As you get ready for the winter time, you need to remove dead and damaged branches from your trees. Do so before they lose all their leaves so you can easily distinguish them from healthy limbs. If there's already decay in the branch, be careful in propping a ladder against it. Texas has many exceptional certified arborists who are available to do this pruning for you at a fair cost. They have the experience and the equipment to do the job safely and correctly. Your nurseryman can refer you to good ones. However, many gardeners do much of their own pruning work. If you do so, make all cuts flush with the trunk or a healthy branch. If you leave stubs, decay will set in before the wound can heal, and you'll risk losing the entire tree. Now, when I say flush, I mean maybe about an eighth of an inch away from the surviving branch or trunk. You don't want to push it right up against flat. You want to make it just right close. That way it'll heal faster, but you don't want to expose a great big open wound by cutting it flush up against the trunk. If the limb is larger than 3 inches in diameter, you should follow three steps to its removal. Your first cut should be below the branch, 12 to 15 inches out from the trunk. Cut one third of the way up and into the branch, then back your saw out before it becomes bound by the weight of the dropping branch. Second, move back toward the trunk by 2 or 3 inches and cut completely through the branch from the top downward. As the branch begins to fall, it will strip the bark from beneath the limb, but your undercut will stop the peeling from extending down the rest of the branch and onto the trunk. And then the third step would be to cut the short stub virtually flush with the trunk, as we mentioned. Leave 1/4 inch of the branch collar for quickest healing. Pruning sealants are not normally recommended. Oaks are the exception. To reduce the risk of oak wilt invading, it is a good idea to put black pruning paint on oak cuts. Assess the effects of shading. If your lawn has been struggling over this past summer, and not just due to dry weather, take this last chance to see if the tree's canopies might be casting excessive shade. You need at least 4 hours of direct sunlight for St. Augustine. That's our most shade-tolerant lawn grass. Fescue's up there, too, if you're in a part of the state where fescue grows. If you don't have that amount of sunlight, you could consider removing one of the lower branches now. Otherwise, it's a good time to prepare the ground for a ground cover that can handle the shade. I'm Neil Sperry. A passion for purples in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
BCS RV buyers, get ready.
RV buyers, don't wait another moment on your dream. RV Station is liquidating everything at our largest inventory reduction sale in history. Mark your calendar, save the date, October 25th through 27th.
Massive savings.
BCS, you only have 72 hours to save. The boss says,
you gotta sell everything.
And we said, yes, sir. Right now, you can save thousands on fifth wheels, toy haulers, towable campers.
Everyone slashed to the bone for this event.
The best brands in the country. Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, Avalanche, and many more. You can save up to 50% off MSRP on select pre-owned units. Don't miss this event. Bankers will be on hand with
millions to lend.
Rates as low as 3.99 APR with approved credit. Check out all the incredible prices online at RVStationOnline.com or get on down to RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Tuesday is A&M Football Media Day, and I got a chance to ask Coach Sumlin if there were any positives from a loss where you ran the number 6 team in the country to just 5 points.
There are no moral victories in this deal. You guys know that. You all you care about is, at the end of the year, wins and losses. So, you know, there's nothing to that. I think what you can take from it is the analyzation internally of where your program is and what you have to do to be at that level, whether it's from the style of play that you have, the execution, and the depth and the talent level. That's what you take from that game.
Up next, the Aggs are gearing up for a trip to Auburn to take on the Tigers. Kickoff is set for 6. Dave and Dave take the helm at 5 right here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Times are a-changing, and this time it has to do with the UIL. Here's Marley McCormick with TSN.
The University Interscholastic League wants to change the classifications to include Class 6A. UIL Director of Athletics, Dr. Mark Cousins, says it's not exactly what a lot of people think it will be.
We've had a number of activities that actually had 6 conferences, but we just did not designate them as such.
For example, high school football has had 6 conferences for a number of years because Class A is currently split into 11-man and 6-man divisions. Cousins says the new rule would actually designate the 6 different conferences. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
World Series starts tonight. It's the first meeting in the Fall Classic between the Giants and the Tigers. Tigers manager Bruce Bochy has set the rotation with Barry Zito as the starter. Zito says he has really started on his mental preparations already.
There's work to do. I'm going to be on the mound here in the next 24 hours, so that's where my focus is at.
Justin Verlander gets the ball for the Tigers. Let's see, we started out with Nike and Budweiser, and then it was on to Oakley yesterday. It seems like everybody's coming out after Lance Armstrong. TSN's Perry Watson reports the former 7-time tour champ could be facing some expensive legal battles along the way.
According to SCA Promotions in Dallas, in 2004, the company paid Armstrong $7.5 million in bonus money for winning his 6th tour title. But Jeffrey DeRoe, the company's attorney, says since Armstrong has been officially stripped of his titles, he should repay the money.
He is, quite frankly, no longer the winner of any Tour de France race, and therefore it would be improper for him to retain any bonus amount as a result of his winning any Tour de France races.
DeRoe says his company plans to ask Armstrong for repayment, which could go as high as $12 million. He says Armstrong's answer will determine if legal action is taken. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
And finally, normally the Aggie soccer team plays on Fridays and Sundays, but things have been changed up a little this week, and here's Coach G on why the switch up.
Moved up from Friday to Thursday to give all the teams in the SEC an extra day's rest before we head off to Orange Beach, Alabama for the SEC tournament. This being the last game, there's still a lot to be determined. As you know, we've already won the SEC West. Florida has already won the SEC East with one match to play. We are still 2 points behind the Gators going into the last game. So if they win their last game, which is at South Carolina, then they would win the overall title and the number one seed for the SEC tournament. Should they slip up and we can get a win against Missouri here, then we would be able to potentially lay claim to the overall number one seed in the SEC tournament.
Aggs take the pitch at Ellis Field tomorrow at 7 to take on number 16, Missouri. That's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee tea and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
And during our grand opening, not only will you save on the largest selection of flooring, lighting, ceiling fans, and accessories, you'll save on kitchen and bathroom countertops. Coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place and save store-wide during the grand opening of Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center
at the corner of Welvin Road and Rock Prairie.
The
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for eight magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations, feast on international food and beverages, and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat.
Huzzah! The Rocky Horror Show, on stage this weekend at the Theater Company. Get tickets and showtimes right now at TheaterCompany.com.
Weather brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2A. 88 for a high temperature next couple of days. Then a chance of rain on Friday. We'll see. 67 right now, WTAW College Station. Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They have 13 days left to make their case.
You're seeing this movement growing.
A hopeful Mitt Romney and President Obama will both hit key battleground states, and we're out there with them live. First, Denver, Colorado, and Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
In so many of these swing states, every day is election day. Early voting underway here in Colorado.
We want to bank all those votes so that on election day you can go out and get people to the polls that otherwise wouldn't get there. Will you do that for me?
Early voting also underway in Nevada, where this campaign flies this morning. That state suffering high unemployment and foreclosure rates. Then Mitt Romney wings it to Iowa, where President Obama also rallies. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Bettendorf.
And it's a good bet that at every stop, the president will remind us that he bet big on the auto industry and American workers.
I would do it again because that bet has paid off for Ohio and for America in a big way.
The comment yesterday in Dayton, Ohio, his 17th trip to the Buckeye State. Number 18 is just a day away. Cleveland will be the final stop on the president's eight-state, 48-hour odyssey that begins here in Iowa this morning, Dave.
Rich, there's more coming out about intelligence during and right after the deadly attack at the U.S. consulate in Libya last month. Fox News has obtained State Department emails sent to the White House and other agencies, including this one.
Ansar al-Sharia claims responsibility for Benghazi attack. The group claimed responsibility on Facebook and Twitter.
That's a terror group linked to Al-Qaeda in Libya. Fox's Molly Henneberg.
No comment from the White House or State Department yet as to why Obama administration officials were calling this attack a spontaneous reaction to an internet video for weeks afterwards.
Opening statements are today in the trial of a Texas woman charged with murder and the deaths of four children at her daycare. Prosecutors say she went to the store and left the kids alone. It's getting stormy in Jamaica, where Sandy could hit as a hurricane by midday. There is fear of flash floods and mudslides. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Texas A&M men's basketball enters its first year of SEC play by hosting Kentucky, the defending national champions, plus home games against Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, LSU, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Missouri, and a whole slate of non-conference games. Get your season tickets now for Aggie men's basketball. Log on to AggieAthletics.com or call toll-free 1-888-99-AGGIE. Texas A&M and the SEC at Reed Arena this year.
BCS RV buyers, get ready.
RV buyers, don't wait another moment on your dream. RV Station is liquidating everything at our largest inventory reduction sale in history. Mark your calendar, save the date, October 25th through 27th.
Massive savings.
BCS, you only have 72 hours to save. The boss says,
you gotta sell everything.
And we said, yes, sir. Right now, you can save thousands on fifth wheels, toy haulers, towable campers.
Everyone slashed to the bone for this event.
The best brands in the country.
Jayco,
Rockwood, Puma, Avalanche, and many more. You can save up to 50% off MSRP on select pre-owned units. Don't miss this event. Bankers will be on hand with
millions to lend.
Rates as low as 3.99 APR with approved credit. Check out all the incredible prices online at RVStationOnline.com or get on down to RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA.
Oh, yeah.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. Aerofit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons Aerofit has been voted best health club. Aerofit has four locations to better serve you. Aerofit now has two express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. Aerofit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. Aerofit has the best personal training staff. Aerofit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. Aerofit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And Aerofit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of Aerofit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Leon Bradway about pelvic pain and Dr. Cochran about men's wellness. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to hear it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen this Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowner's coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
WTAW News Time is 7:06 at 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem & Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Another fatal crash took place on Highway 6 between Bryan and Hearn. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Hearn police received a report of a reckless driver headed towards Hearn. The driver of a Mustang is dead after his car crossed the center line between FM 2549 and the Spring Creek Bridge and struck the rear tandem axle of a semi-trailer.
This is a stretch of highway where they have the left lane passing only, and the truck driver was in the outside lane and was able to take advantage of the improved shoulder try to avoid the collision. Unfortunately, the vehicle struck the back tandem axle of his trailer, but it gave him an option at least to try to do, you know, to get away from the vehicle. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but that's why it's so important, you know, when you're not passing out here, to stay in that outside lane to be able to take advantage of the improved shoulder.
The wreck affected traffic for more than 6 hours. Economic development was among those topics posed at this week's candidates forum to those running for Bryan City Council.
Sampling what was said by those seeking the Place 3 seat, Greg Owen says his philosophy is simple. Remain competitive by pitching some of the abatements and services offered by other cities. Moderator Scott DeLucia wanted to know more.
City pays for all of it? Not necessarily.
What are the determining factors in your view?
Well, I think you would look at that on a case-by-case basis. How big of a company, what kind of company, what kind of development.
Steve Ramirez called for more goods and services to attract professionals to Bryan.
We need more restaurants. You know, I love the fact that, you know, Bryan and College Station are sister communities, but I would like to stop competing with College Station. I think Bryan should compete with itself. I think if we can stand on our own 2 feet and say that we offer amazing services, we offer great places to bring your business, and I think we have all the right materials.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear all the comments from those participating in this week's forum. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station Councilman Dave Ruzink will wrap up his 6 years of service next month. Ruzink says he's pleased with several changes he's seen in the city throughout his term, especially in the Northgate area.
I think that the whole Northgate atmosphere is being enhanced a whole lot
by Fall Street parking, and the way that the front of the stores along University is going to really enhance what they can do in having outside activities.
Resink also feels that the council is more thoughtful about its spending than it has sometimes been in the past, and that the people of Welburn will be thankful in a few years for the city's decision to incorporate their area. A foot can be a deadly weapon. That's what a Brazos County District Court jury recently decided in convicting a Houston man of using his foot to stomp a friend's head into the concrete. 35-year-old Kevin Brown was sentenced to 7 years in prison for the aggravated assault that took place at a College Station home last year on the day after Christmas. The guilty verdict followed a trial where the victim did not want Brown prosecuted and did not testify. The victim, who lives out of state, sustained multiple broken bones in his face. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is calling for hearings following reports that the number of Texas veterans who have served in Afghanistan and Iraq who have died from prescription drug overdoses is about the same as the number who have committed suicide. Flores, a member of the House Committee of Veterans Affairs, says he wants a response from the Veterans Administration to the overdoses and the latest research on post-traumatic stress disorder. And there's also concern over how well the VA is tracking deaths among veterans. And a fourth Texas high-tech startup that received taxpayer money through Governor Perry's signature Economic Development Fund has filed for bankruptcy. Bioenergy producer Terrebonne has local connections with a demonstration plant in Bryan using production methods developed at Texas A&M. Terrebonne received nearly $3 million from the state's Emerging Technology Fund, a venture capital-like fund that invests in Texas-based high-tech startups. Terrebonne's bankruptcy marks the biggest loss yet for the tech fund's $194 million portfolio and brings the total amount of failed investments to more than $5 million. WTAW News Time is 7:10 at 64 degrees. The Sick of the News is brought to you by Swarnum and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornum and Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornum and Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zornum and Flooring today.
The Friends Association of the Symphony Orchestra will host Dress to a Tee, an afternoon tea and fashion show Thursday, November 1st from 3 to 5 p.m. at Miramount Country Club in Bryan. Fashions will be provided by Charlie, Gemini, Morgan Fitzgerald's, and Wits End. The cost is $50 per person. Proceeds will support the Brazos Valley Symphony Society's educational programs for children. For additional information, call 690-6102 or 774-4344.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank. To get your business started or to put new energy into your existing business, do you want just a loan or do you want momentum? American Momentum Bank is building Texas's bank on a foundation of community, service, and strength. That's why instead of just offering loans, only American Momentum Bank offers a unique combination of financial strength, expert guidance, and custom-designed credit and treasury solutions to help grow your business. Carry that momentum over to your personal banking, too, with comprehensive products and services like the Momentum Mortgage, new CD packages, and remote deposit. For banking when you want it. Why is American Momentum so interested in Bryan College Station? Because our leaders live and work here. This is our community and we want it to grow. To find the nearest of three banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111 or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
got your eye on it, sweetie. Well, now's the time to make a date to get into Sioux Falls Prater for the lowest prices of the year on John Deere's 40 to 90 horsepower tractors. You'll see deals as sweet as 0% for 72 months and extended warranties available at no extra cost. Plan a date to get a deal during the month of October because these John Deere tractors won't wait around. Visit cptractor.com to find a store near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer ends October 26, 2012 in stock models only. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:14. Time for some weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Here are the numbers.
The warm temperatures we've been seeing continue across the area with partial sunshine today and high of 85 to 90. It's going to be partly cloudy and very mild overnight, lows near 70. Mixture of clouds and sun tomorrow. We could have an isolated shower. That certainly would be good news. 85. Mostly cloudy. Maybe a shower tomorrow night. A little cooler, 60 to 65. Lots of clouds. Scattered showers Friday and turning cooler. High 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Yesterday was the A&M football presser, and we'll find out what happened there. Changes to some UIL stuff. Dallas firm going to sue Lance Armstrong, perhaps. And they've changed the soccer schedule, and we got the chance to visit with Coach G yesterday as well. That's all coming up here in about 45 minutes.
So I guess they're making it really so easy now for you to be able to get your Halloween candy. I mean, they basically have gunny sacks full of fun-sized candy now.
Right.
As you can buy for like $27 and take it home and, you know, hand it out and then eat the rest of it between now and the end of the year.
Pathetic.
But it used to be that it wasn't that way. I mean, it used to be it was very, very limited.
Right.
In that you'd get, remember those little peanut butter logs that were about 2 inches long and, you know, individually wrapped and they'd stick in your teeth for a week?
Yeah, that's those Mary Janes.
Yeah, exactly.
I love those.
Then, you know, we'd get like little things wrapped up like Brock's candies, hard candy, and that kind of stuff.
Tootsie Rolls.
Right. And but because they weren't making fun size chocolate candy type things back then, you didn't see it like they have it now. So
that was the best house on the block.
Yeah. What?
There was a guy that lived on our block that worked for Hershey or something.
Oh.
And had full size candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
We used to switch costumes and go to the guy's house two or three times.
People got their hazard lights on pulling up there.
Oh, sure.
I live here. Yeah. So if you want to go ahead and do something completely different, if you want to hand out something really unusual, a company called the CandyWarehouse.com. That has disgusting types of Halloween candy for you to buy.
What does that mean?
Well, how about scorpion suckers? These would be little suckers. They do. They look like scorpions.
So not real scorpions.
No.
Oh, I have friends who've eaten real scorpions.
Well, they have something called toxic waste. I'm scared to try that. But, you know, the thing is, though, if you've got kiddos who want to do that kind of thing, they might enjoy that.
Well, the real super sour stuff is real, real popular.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've tried it, and it will make your head explode.
Well, that's a little bit of that goes a long way. That's for sure. You can use those all the way through Thanksgiving.
Rinse it out in the sink and then enjoy the candy part.
Skeleton Pops candy. I guess things that look like skeletons. Eyes of Terror gumballs. Ooh, that's probably pretty cool. You know, you look at it, it looks like an eyeball.
So I was thinking, that's probably pretty gross.
Yeah, well, then there's also Lick Your Wounds candy scabs.
That is nasty.
Shaped like a Band-Aid, and it really sticks to your arm. Okay?
Oh, gross.
Cockroach bites look just like cockroaches. This sounds like my favorite, dripping boogers.
There you go.
You just strap this, you strap this plastic nose on, and the liquid drips out. Yeah, well, again, though, you know, you never know.
I think that's funny.
And then there's earwax candy, which comes with your custom Q-tip, you know, and then it's got this stuff on there. So,
all right, I got a quick punishment for you. This is the best punishment ever.
Okay.
Two parents in Wisconsin were fed up with their daughter who, quote, got fresh.
Okay.
So they said, all right, give me your phone. The daughter was a little upset. Well, not just taking the phone, then they took pictures of themselves doing very silly things and posted them on her Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
Oh, talk about the ultimate get even.
I love it. Apparently, she has been a very good young lady for the last several weeks.
Yeah, take note, parents.
Have you seen the video where it's like a dad and he's saying, he's making his daughter watch this video, but he basically destroys her computer on the video.
Yeah, that happened, about 6 months ago, something like that?
Yeah.
Went viral? Sure. Yeah. I like the idea of taking pictures and putting it on our Facebook
page. I mean,
it's
like mom and dad trying to be real hip and cool, you know, throwing the peace signs.
Yeah,
and,
that's mean.
Oh,
that's,
I think it's great. Yeah, I love it. When Aaron's mean. That old, I'm all over that punishment.
All right, here you go. Products that have ginormous markups. Products that have ginormous markups. You may already know these. If not, you're in for a little bit. Movie popcorn. How's that? The average markup on movie popcorn is 1,275%.
Holy
my gosh.
Plus, you throw in soda, and that popcorn has the caloric equivalent of 3 McDonald's quarter pounders. 3. See, you go over there and you put that goo on it that you think is, what it was, it's oil, isn't it, that looks like butter?
It looks like butter, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, you've got that all over your fingers, and where does that go? But
on your pants.
Or on the seat.
Yeah.
Always fun.
Now, if I could find a way to do that with a monster, I might kill myself at the movie theater that
really?
Day.
If you could sneak a monster in to do that?
Yep. That would be like the trifecta of cardiac arrest.
Oh, my gosh.
Never get to the end of the movie. You never found out what the Matrix was.
No.
Oh, no.
Prescription drugs. Markups from 200 to 3,000%. You know, again, ask your doctor about free samples or generic substitutes.
Absolutely.
Diamonds. Prepare to pay 50 to 200% more than wholesale, according to the street.
That's because of the De Beers people.
They do set it, don't they?
Yep.
Bottled water. Some claim water in the bottle has a 4,000% markup. If you turn it around and look and see what the water source is. Always love going in there and buying those big racks of bottles that are, you know, in plastic and weigh. I'm waiting for the first lawsuit. Oh, I hate my back picking up the bottles. Because, I mean, they come in these ginormous 36 wrapped up in plastic pallets, if you will. You know, and it says water source, Fort Worth. Huh?
No, that's the Avion.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, naive backwards.
That's it. So there you go. It's, I mean, look and see what the water source is. It'll say. Don't buy the one that's bottled in Arkansas because, I mean, it's Arkansas. And salad bars. The markup is more than 350%.
So when you head to the super salad.
Yeah. Items that are not worth their weight. Chickpeas. Radishes. They're just not worth eating anyway. And baby corn. You gotta love that baby corn. This is, I guess, what they're talking about, where you go into the salad bar place and you make it, then you take it over there and weigh it, right? Is that the way that works?
I would
and then,
assume.
And then you,
it's kind of like spoons,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, so that, yeah, because you do that with yogurt. So, yeah, the baby corn, which I've never understood anyway. I mean, one or two of those is enough. So you got that going. So those are things that are way too expensive. If I were to ask you, what are the worst purchases you ever made in, I don't know, clothing?
Oh, my goodness.
Have one you want to share? All right, here
we
go.
I'm just trying to think.
Well, that's what I mean. All right, here we go. Here are the top nine. I never do top ten. Here are the top nine. Number nine, Crocs. Worst purchase, Crocs. That either of y'all wear Crocs?
I have a pair, but I didn't buy them.
Someone gifted you Crocs? You bought them at a garage. Somebody gave them to you after a garage sale that they couldn't sell them.
Somebody gave me off-brand Crocs from Walmart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't wear them.
It was one of the, you know, got them, they didn't fit, I'm not taking them back, do you want them? Sure.
Have you worn them?
I wear them out the, like, when I go out to get the mail or whatever, right. If I've got, and I wear them when I'm riding my bike.
How often do you wash them? Just saying. I don't know.
Right, occasionally. Every
now,
time it rains.
How could you tell? What is the difference between the Walmart Crocs and the real Crocs?
I don't have a clue.
Kat?
Yeah, it's just like little fakey foam shoes.
Okay, well, what's on the inside of Crocs? Foam? Is there foam in there?
No, it's like a plastic clog.
Right, okay.
Now, mine were really lightweight, the ones I had. Really slippery.
Uh-huh. So you still have them, or?
I think since I never wore them, I think I donated them.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that, or it could be a garage sale. Number seven is crop tops. People bought crop tops and said that was a bad decision.
Half shirt.
Number six, yeah. Now, this is, yeah, here you go. Fanny pack. When's the last time you used a fanny pack? Do you own a fanny pack? And if you do, when was the last time you used it?
At Disney, about 2 years ago.
Well, I was going to say, 5 years ago, fanny packs were the thing, you know, and even longer ago than that. They've been around, but really, they're fanny packs. See-through tops. I've never had one of those.
Ooh.
Number four, fluorescent outfits. Just, you know.
Those are hotter than anything right now.
Fluorescent is popular right
it
now.
It is extraordinarily popular.
Why?
Because everything that was popular becomes popular again.
Dusty was wearing a shirt the other day that was fluorescent.
Oh, that's right. I don't think
like
he was
yellow green thing.
He wasn't trying to with hip and on top of things.
I read this one and shook my head. Remember velour tracksuit?
Oh my God! Yes, yes, I do.
The very idea.
Shell, the formal tracksuit.
Exactly. Shell suits. I don't know what a shell suit
those
is.
Are,
that's like a tracksuit tracksuit.
They're like nylon. Very. You know,
oh,
the ones
okay.
when people walk down the hall, zip, zop,
yeah,
zip, zop.
The windbreaker
yeah,
material.
Okay, all right. And then the number one bad choice in purchases, leather pants. Never owned any of those.
A lot of chafing in Texas.
Just well, yeah. There, most of the time, I mean, I guess if you're riding a bike, yeah, I can understand why you'd want one out of from a safety standpoint.
No, that's just you get chaps.
Yeah,
because that's what I ride with.
Okay, leather pants.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy leather pants.
Don't think.
When you're on the road, things sometimes have a way of appearing out of nowhere, which is why the BMW 3 Series comes Raccoon with features to help keep you focused. BMW apps connect you to Facebook, Twitter, email, and Pandora hands-free, and the BMW head-up display projects speed navigation onto the windshield. Also, Garden Gnome, you can stay focused jogger on the road ahead. The BMW 3 Series is here. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine, Squirrel.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. Aerofit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons Aerofit has been voted best health club. Aerofit has 4 locations to better serve you. Aerofit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. Aerofit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. Aerofit has the best personal training staff. Aerofit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. Aerofit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And Aerofit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of Aerofit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
RV buyers, great time for you to be buying this weekend. It starts tomorrow. It's October 25th through the 27th. RV Station is liquidating everything in their biggest inventory reduction sale in their history. You'll find great savings during this 72-hour event. The best brands in the country like Jayco and Rockwood and Puma and Avalanche and many, many more. And not just new units. You can save up to 50% off the MSRP on selected pre-owned units as well. This is the time to be there. Bankers will be on hand. They've got millions to lend, and rates are as low as 3.99 APR with approved credit. So check out the great deals they have. The prices are online at rvstationonline.com, and then you head down to 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan so that you can have a look at these up close and personal. Doesn't matter what you're looking for. You can save thousands on fifth wheels, toy haulers, towable campers. Now is the right time for you to stop in during the inventory reduction sale, October 25th through the 27th at RV Station. Again, shop them online at rvstationonline.com, and the lot is at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. We're going to have a little bit better weather than I kind of thought for the weekend. Not going to be too messed up. 88 for a high temperature today, about 69 tonight. Probably do the same things tomorrow, and there is a slight chance of some showers today, tonight, and on Thursday. Increases to 30% on Friday, where the high will only be 70 degrees on Friday because we're going to have a wind shift with north winds at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. And then Friday night, kind of chilly at 48. Then a pretty nice day on Saturday, it looks like, mostly cloudy skies, but 62 for our high and 47 for the low, and doing about the same thing for Sunday as well. Right now, the winds are from the southeast at 3, 97% relative humidity, and we've got 67 degrees.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
The philosophy here, we want you to come back, and we're going to do everything we can in such a way that it won't be an issue. You will come back. I've dealt with them. I've had service done, and they stand very tall in that area. And that'd be a big factor for me in buying a vehicle. Before you pull the trigger, you owe it to yourself to come take a look and see what kind of deal you can make with these people.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
It is a literal free-for-all in California. In addition to the massive tax increase that Governor Jerry Brown and the unions are asking voters to pass, hundreds of other hands are outstretched trying to siphon more taxpayer money. Here's what Michael Coleman, fiscal policy advisor to the League of California Cities, told AP. Said there are over 230 measures for local taxes, bonds, and fees that voters will have to wade through on the ballot. And of those, more than 100 were put on the ballot by school districts and community colleges looking to pass bond measures. The others are from schools or local governments wanting to spend more tax dollars. Now, with all these greedy little spenders reaching out to snatch what they can, Governor Moonbeam has competition for his own tax measure. So he's turned to his most trusted union buddies. Brown told teachers that to protect their classrooms, he needs them all to help him in a difficult campaign. He then sent them off to man phone banks and canvass districts, trolling for gullible taxpayers willing to give him more money to waste. This California situation is a perfect teachable moment. We see an election ballot with 230 proposals for tax increases, a state near bankruptcy, several cities already bankrupt, billions in unfunded pension liabilities for government workers on the books. And what are those government workers doing? Demanding more, always more, forever more. It's never enough. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Liberalism 101.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-788-0028. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32 at 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Highway 6 between Hearn and Bryan was shut down yesterday afternoon following a crash involving a car and an empty semi-trailer. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver of the car was killed.
Approximately 2:22, Hearn PD received a 911 dispatch of a reckless driver heading westbound on U.S. 190 State Highway 6. Shortly afterwards, the reported reckless driver, a white Ford Mustang, crossed over into the eastbound side and struck a 18-wheeler back tandem axle on the eastbound side on the improved shoulder.
It took more than 6 hours to reopen the crash site, located near the way station between the Spring Creek Bridge and FM 2549.
Attempting to get a friend to stop swearing with ladies in the house resulted in multiple facial injuries. The victim filed paperwork declaring he didn't want to press criminal charges, but a Brazos County District Court jury convicted a Houston man guilty of aggravated assault, causing serious injury. Witnesses told police 35-year-old Kevin Brown kicked and stomped his friend in the head. This took place at a College Station home last year on the day after Christmas. The jury sentenced Brown to 7 years in prison. Due to Brown's criminal history, he will have to serve at least half the sentence before becoming eligible for parole. What should be done to create more housing in Bryan? The candidates running for the City Council's Place 3 seat both call on more promotion of the Bryan School District.
At this week's candidates forum, moderator Scott DeLucia followed up on a comment from Steve Ramirez.
Now let's hear. How do you build a better relationship with BISD?
I think, one, well, if I'm elected, then it's obviously my opportunity, my job to make sure that that occurs. I'm not served in city politics before, but it behooves me to at least understand what were the dynamics before that held us from being able to work together, and then try to expand on that.
Greg Owen says the school district needs to do more marketing,
including the Hammond Oliver program, some of the AP classes that students can take at the same time they're going to high school.
Owens also called on the city to create a friendlier business atmosphere.
New businesses attract new employees, and new employees will create the demand for more rooftops.
You can hear all the comments from this week's forum online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Dave Rusink faced many subjects during his two terms as College Station City Councilman. Rusink, who will retire after next month's election, says he has no regrets about voting to annex Welborn into College Station.
My thought is that 5 years from now, the folks in Welborn are going to be very pleased that it went the way it did, that they're not the ones that are having to make all of the decisions about what the city's going to be, but they've got an opportunity through the neighborhood plan to make it what they wanted anyway, without having to have all of the headaches that go with the incorporation.
As for regrets, Resync wishes that they had purchased the land to build the convention center 10 years earlier than they did. An investigation by the Austin newspaper that found the number of suicides among Texas veterans is about the same as the number dying from prescription drug overdoses has the attention of Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. A member of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, Flores plans to ask for a congressional hearing to get the latest research on post-traumatic stress disorder and the Veterans Administration's response to the overdoses among those who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. A Houston-based bioenergy producer with a plant in Bryan using production methods developed at Texas A&M has filed for bankruptcy. Terrebonne became the fourth and largest recipient of the Texas Emerging Technology Fund to file. Terrebonne received nearly $3 million from the venture capital-like fund promoted by Governor Perry. The total amount of failed investments has passed $5 million. The Associated Press reports the tech fund's portfolio is valued at $194 million. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, where you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Have you ever heard, "Mom, the game is almost on. Can the team come over to watch?" Or what about, "Mom, can my roommates come stay for break?" Or maybe you just need additional space for a loved one to come live with you. Whether you need to make changes for physical challenges or room for guests, remodeling can help you achieve the best scenario for your home. The holidays are approaching. Call us and let us help you find solutions today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
There you are, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information or samples from businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Partial sun and warm for today, but cooler temperatures will arrive by the time we get to Friday. Highs this afternoon will be somewhere between 85 and 90. Partly cloudy with a low of 70 tonight. Mixture of clouds and sun for tomorrow. There is the risk of a shower during the day, not quite as warm, 85. Mostly cloudy, chance of a shower tomorrow night, lows 60 to 65. Clouds for Friday, the chance of a shower and cooler, highs Friday 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, and I almost got taken to the woodshed at the A&M presser yesterday.
There are no moral victories in this deal. You guys know that. All you care about is, at the end of the year, wins and losses.
But it all came out for the best, and we'll find out what Coach Sumlin had to say here in just a little bit, as well as a little change-up for A&M soccer. And they may be changing up the UIL classifications a little bit. We'll get to that for you, too, in about 12 minutes.
So there you go, and we had the story. Actually, I had it yesterday, and we're continuing it today. A fourth Texas high-tech startup that was receiving money from Governor Perry's Economic Development Fund, the Emerging Technologies Fund, has now filed bankruptcy. This is kind of like a Texas Solyndra thing,
huh? I was
going to
say, this is Solyndra South.
Yeah. The collapse of the firm Terrebonne that had a facility here. And again, as Kat told you, they got $2.7 million back in 2010 from this Emerging Technology Fund.
Refresh my memory. What did they do?
Terrebonne?
Yes.
Well, it's some sort of an energy. I think it's a bioenergy
producer.
Yeah, a bioenergy producer. So that means that they take like corn stalks and chew them up.
just like cows.
Yeah. But this is the fund's second bankruptcy in the last 4 months.
What'd they say, $5 million so far?
Yeah, pretty much. And the state's venture capital-like fund has raised concerns about accountability and transparency. Gosh, have we heard that before? including a critical report from the state auditor's office last year. So, of course, that's giving the there are Democrats in Texas. That's where I forgot. Anyway, they are now being critical of the governor. Well, yeah, aren't as many as there used to be. So we'll see. apparently, Terrebonne's bankruptcy, which was filed in Houston in September, is the biggest one that they've had, as we had from Associated Press. But again, in a day, and again, in the grand scheme of things, in Texas budget, I mean, we're not talking a lot of money because they got billions and billions that they need to account for in the Texas budget. But still, probably not a good thing that you're kind of giving money away to these companies and don't know exactly what's going to happen. And I know, as we had in our story, it's technology that was developed at A&M, but not a good situation. Well, all right, here we go. Let's wash our ears out with this. Texans are losing their twang.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah.
Well, what part of Texas
well,
are you talking
all over,
not east,
see?
Not East Texas. Here's
the problem. We're letting these Yankees come in and they talk funny. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Time Magazine story this morning, Kathleen Phillips hustles around the Donut Chef in Van Alstine, Texas, on a pair of bad knees, pouring coffee, taking orders, frying eggs, and manning the register, which she's done for the last 38 years.
You reckon?
Yep. So she says, you know, her famous Texas drawl, which pulls three syllables out of yeah, and
I can think of several words that have multiple syllables.
Then she does kiss my grits. She likes saying that.
Oil.
Yep. But as they say, the famous Texas twang is riding off into the sunset, according to Lars Heinrichs, who is an English professor and a head honcho at the Texas English Project at the University of Texas. Everybody that grows up in the country nowadays has TV and knows how to sound general American and speak in non-region specifics. Well, but if you don't watch TV much and you're actually out working for a living, you don't. Of course, we say that, then maybe everybody's going to end up sounding like Honey Boo Boo. Would that be a good thing?
Oh, good God,
yeah.
No.
Once upon a time in the streets of Austin or Dallas or Houston, they were buzzing with Texans swapping tales about, you know, grandma and how she looked and talking about a dog over there and ham, eating ham, and the kind of things that you would hear in rural parts, really not just of Texas but other places. But I think they're they're basically talking in the article about the idea of people coming in from other parts of the country who don't speak like this.
Are we talking about the Yankification of Texas?
Well, I think so. Or just that they're running us out, yeah. I mean, take the California Valley girls, like whatever.
Oh, please don't ever do that again,
Scott.
There you
go. But, oh, I will, because I do.
It just sounds so much better when I do it.
It does. It does.
It sounds sort of unnatural when you do it.
Yeah, it does sound unnatural, doesn't it?
Stop
and that's,
it,
after
both
all,
of
the
you.
Way it sounds. But if you notice, obviously we have educators who come here from other parts of the country or world. And so, you know, it's quite often that we talk to people who are in education who don't have Texas accents. So it is getting to be more rare. I mean, do you ever hang out with people who call that car from Chevrolet a Corvette?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it happened. But they're saying less and less anymore. Hello?
Forget about it.
Yeah, that too. Hello?
While the lady's pouring coffee, does she call everyone hun?
Hun, I'm sure she does.
Or sugar. Yeah. I call people sugar.
And she keeps the pencil there in the back of her head. Tonight is, a lady called me to remind me, tonight is Texas Storage Wars. Tonight is Texas Storage Wars. Got to be watching that, don't we? Let's see here.
I get a kick out of it.
Tonight is also the Bryan Fire Department and Guardians of the Ribbons event in the Lowe's parking lot.
Oh, are they doing that? Where? What time?
That's from 5 to 8.
Yeah.
They'll have a pink fire truck, supposedly.
Oh, that'll be kind of
personally
interesting.
Personally excites me.
That could be kind of interesting. Texas Storage Wars is on tonight. It's a brand new episode. Starts at 8:30. On whatever channel it's on. I don't know what channel it's on. Oh, A&E. It's on A&E. Of course it would be.
Because that is arts and entertainment, don't you know?
I did not know that. A&E is what they call the emergency room in England.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it's arts and entertainment is what we call it here. Have they been to Bryan College Station for their storage wars yet?
I don't reckon.
Okay. And you obviously know more about that than either of us combined.
I kind of wish they would come to Grimes County. They could find some treasure.
There could be some all sorts of places, you know, that which, you know, brings up those guys, the American Pickers, you know, where they go in and steal stuff from old people.
They don't steal
they
things.
Do.
They don't.
They do. All right, here we go. A little pumpkin trivia for you from Better Homes and Gardens, because it's that time of year.
It's pumpkin time.
More than 40 varieties of pumpkins are grown just for cooking.
Really?
40 varieties. Pumpkins were once prescribed for removing freckles and treating snake bites. I guess if you believed it worked, that probably helped. Pumpkins were once, New Englanders were named pumpkinheads. And the reason was, in colonial New Haven, Connecticut, for instance, they cut pumpkins as a guide for the scissors to create a round uniform cut when they did haircuts.
No kidding.
So that's why they were called pumpkinheads. And the Guinness Book of Records says the biggest pumpkin pie weighed 3,699 pounds after baking.
Ooh, Lord.
Yeah. And I think, as Kevin was saying, he's kind of like a jack-o'-lantern aficionado.
No, I just like to cut them.
Oh, but I mean, you like to do things that are unique. And,
yes.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
A carver.
Right. If you want to get some, they have a gallery of photos and some ideas. I love this. Punkingutter.com.
Oh.
I will try Punkingutter.
That's, you know, G-U-T-T-E-R. So, you know,
love it.
Gut your pumpkin and do that. And you're doing that when, tonight?
No, that's tomorrow. And if it works out, in the past, what I have done is one for the station that I work on.
Oh, cool.
So I do the logo if I can.
Oh, that's very cool.
Oh, that's, yeah, so you could do that. Yeah, ours is pretty easy. That's all square.
I thought you had an artistic side, Kevin.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 27th, it's sprigging and seeding Bermuda grass. Selection, timing, and management all have an impact on success. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs
Child's Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Do you think of yourself as a person of influence? Well, you should, because everyone has the ability to impact people around them, and it only takes a moment. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. As a high school student, Dave Eggers knew he liked to write. But when you're a teenager, scribbling on a notepad or writing a class paper is sometimes as big as you can dream. So it's safe to say that when Eggers finished one of those routine school assignments, he wasn't expecting the course of his life to change. But that's exactly what happened. And all it took was the simple encouragement of a teacher. That day, Eggers got back a paper he'd written about Shakespeare's Macbeth. Across the bottom, his teacher had written this simple note, "Sure hope you become a writer." It was a life-defining moment. That was it, Eggers says, just those six words. It was the first time someone indicated that writing was a career option for me. These days, Eggers is a best-selling author and a past nominee for the Pulitzer Prize. You never know when you'll have a chance to influence people's lives, so keep your eyes open. It could be a simple encouragement or a helping hand you offer to somebody whose chips are down. That one act may be the crucial moment you entered their life, and everything changed. And all it took was a moment. See how you can make every day count at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted...
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor, WTAW Sports, and away we go from the A&M presser yesterday. I asked Coach Sumlin if there were any positives from a loss to the number 6 team in the country when you run them up to just 5 points.
There are no moral victories in this deal. You guys know that. All you care about is, at the end of the year, wins and losses. So, you know, there's nothing to that. I think what you can take from it is the analyzation internally of where your program is and what you have to do to be at that level, whether it's from the style of play that you have, the execution, and the depth and the talent level. That's what you take from that game.
Next up, we're in Auburn to take on the Tigers. Kickoff at 6. Dave and Dave take the helm at 5, and all the action can be heard right here on WTAW. Times are a-changing, and they're talking about moving some of the classifications around in the UIL.
The University Interscholastic League wants to change the classifications to include Class 6A. UIL Director of Athletics, Dr. Mark Cousins, says it's not exactly what a lot of people think it will be.
We've had a number of activities that actually had 6 conferences, but we just did not designate them as such.
For example, high school football has had 6 conferences for a number of years because Class A is currently split into 11-man and 6-man divisions. Cousins says the new rule would actually designate the 6 different conferences. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
World Series cranks up. First meeting of the Fall Classic between the Giants and the Tigers. Tonight, Giants manager Bruce Bochy has the rotation set with Barry Zito. Barry Zito said he is mentally preparing for the game.
There's work to do. I'm going to be on the mound here in the next 24 hours, so that's where my focus is at.
Justin Verlander gets the ball for the Tigers tonight. Yesterday it was Oakley, and before that it was Nike, and before that it was Anheuser-Busch. It all seems to be coming down to Lance Armstrong owing everyone money. TSN's Perry Watson reports the former 7-time Tour de France champ could find himself facing some expensive court battles in the near future.
According to SCA Promotions in Dallas,
In 2004, the company paid Armstrong $7.5 million in bonus money for winning his sixth tour title. But Jeffrey DeRoe, the company's attorney, says since Armstrong has been officially stripped of his titles, he should repay the money.
He is, quite frankly, no longer the winner of any Tour de France race, and therefore it would be improper for him to retain any bonus amount as a result of his winning any Tour de France races.
DeRoe says his company plans to ask Armstrong for repayment, which could go as high as $12 million. He says Armstrong's answer will determine if legal action is taken. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
Turning out to Aggie soccer, normally the soccer team plays on Fridays and Sundays, but things have changed up a little bit. And here's Coach G on why the switch up this week.
Moved up from Friday to Thursday to give all the teams in the SEC an extra day's rest before we head off to Orange Beach, Alabama for the SEC tournament. This being the last game, there's still a lot to be determined. As you know, we've already won the SEC West. Florida has already won the SEC East with one match to play. We are still 2 points behind the Gators going into the last game. So if they win their last game, which is at South Carolina, then they would win the overall title and the number one seed for the SEC tournament. Should they slip up and we can get a win against Missouri here, then we would be able to potentially lay claim to the overall number one seed in the SEC tournament.
Aggs take the pitch tomorrow at 7 against number 16 Missouri at Ellis Field. That's a look at your sports brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. And I know when we went through the process of me buying my home, you sat down and said, well, let's put together a wish list.
Right.
So these were things that I wanted, but then, you know, there's certain things that you absolutely need.
Well, there's things that you want. There's things that you need. The way that we try to ask people to think about it is a three-part list. One is the things that you absolutely must have, your must-have list.
Right.
And then equally important is the must-not-have. And that may be, you know, you don't want to back up to a busy street. Or, you know, you may want to live in a cul-de-sac. Maybe that's a must-have. Or if you've got a huge vehicle and you're worried about backing out into kids on bicycles, you don't want to live on a cul-de-sac.
Absolutely.
So those things are really important. The other thing is a wish list. So if you can knock out the majority of your must-haves or all of your must-haves, all of your must-not-haves, and the majority of your wish list, hey, there's your house.
For more information, I know you don't mind giving out your cell phone.
324-4796, or they can always log on to zarealestate.com.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Coming up on 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW, always on the cutting edge. Move over, liquid nitrogen, the latest culinary sensation is smoked water. That's right. That's water that's been smoked for 4 days.
And tastes like?
In an oak smokery. Maybe the next thing in libations.
So you get a water that tastes like brisket?
Well, no, yeah, right, exactly.
That doesn't
so,
sound too bad.
Heston Blumenthal wanted to experiment with smoked water in his 3 Michelin star restaurant, the Fat Duck. Okay, it's all right. So Mr. Blumenthal is a pioneer in molecular gastronomy.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
They're not using the water for something. It's for drinking?
Well, it's, I think, to put in alcoholic beverages.
Oh.
Yeah, that's, Blumenthal approached a company that used smoke water in the fat duck, and as a result, they now feature it. And, in fact, they're going to have a multi-day event that'll include panels and discussions about smoked water.
See, I understand smoked cheese. That's yummy.
Okay, that can work.
Water sounds a little sketch. Yeah.
So how can you use smoked water? Well, pretty much any way that you want. For instance, at this restaurant, they're using it to create a smoky taste in potatoes as well as seafood.
Now, I can see that if you're going to cook with it.
Okay.
Because that's really no different than using stock.
Smoked water may cross over the world of cocktails as well. Freezing the smoked water and turning it into ice cubes could create an unusual drink and enhance smoky flavors that could already be present in some whiskeys.
Okay, I have to back up because that might also be good in a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, what it makes me curious about is carcinogens. Not going to lie.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, you know, that's the same thing. Well, look, if you're eating a grilled hamburger outside, we're all going to die. Remember, if you have eaten a hamburger grilled outside, you will die. I don't know if you know that.
You will die either way.
You will die. Yeah. No. You will die. You're supposed to be scared and not do that. That's the whole purpose of that. Oh, get this.
We only live once.
Disney, that's right. Disney Studios has created a super skinny supermodel version of Minnie Mouse. She is, of course, called the Skinny Minnie. To accommodate 775-2929. 775-2-8. Look for a high temperature today of about 88 degrees. Same thing for tomorrow. Low tonight around 69. Tomorrow night about 63. Then we have a change. Wind shift. And on Friday, our high is only 70. And the low on Friday night will be 48 degrees. We'll see. 30% chance of showers, too. 67 now. WTAW, College Station. Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There's been a lot of debate over what we were told after the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya. Fox News has obtained emails the State Department sent out during and hours afterward.
The emails indicate that an Al-Qaeda-linked group had claimed responsibility. Emails sent to the White House Situation Room, the Director of National Intelligence, and they raise more questions about why administration officials were claiming a week after the attack that it grew out of a protest of an anti-Islam film.
Fox's Wendell Goller, no reaction yet from the White House. Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss says,
"This thing is getting more and more traction, more and more legs, and it's getting uglier every day."
The campaigns are crisscrossing the country.
I want you to go vote.
That was President Obama in Ohio, one of eight states he'll hit in the next 48 hours. Mitt Romney's also running hard.
A day after rallying several thousand in Las Vegas, Mitt Romney returns to Nevada today with a campaign stop in Reno. President Obama carried the silver state 4 years ago, but high unemployment and high foreclosure rates have the race now very tight.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern traveling with the Republicans' campaign. It was controversial in a Missouri Senate race. Now abortion in the case of rape is an issue in Indiana. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Republican Indiana Senate candidate Richard Murdoch says life is a gift from God.
I think even when life begins in that horrible situation of rape, that it is something that God intended to happen.
After the debate, Democrat Joe Donnelly says,
"It's an unspeakable crime, and I can't believe that my God or any God would ever intend for that to happen. To anyone."
Murdoch and Donnelly are locked in a tight race. The Mitt Romney camp says the GOP presidential hopeful disagrees with Murdoch's comments. Dave?
Jennifer Barnes and Noble says devices customers use to swipe credit and debit cards have been tampered with in 63 of its stores in 9 states. Not sure how many accounts may have been compromised. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Folks at Entercon remind you windows are their specialty. And makes sense if you're going to be remodeling or if you're building a home. You know, you call in specialists in other areas, and why wouldn't you do that for windows? Because after all, you're going to have some in your house, and they may as well be energy efficient. And builders-grade windows are not that energy efficient. So give them a call at 823-3639. Let the folks from Entercon advise you, let you know, so that you're up to speed on what's out there and what's available when it comes to windows and their energy efficiency. The look that you want, the style that you want, the manufacturers are top-notch from Entercon, and they'll be glad to show you what those windows can cost to be installed in your home. And then, like anything else that Entercon does from work, they'll give you the price list, and then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure. And you need to know that because there are people who are in the window business who do use high pressure. Special deal, but you have to sign by today. You'll never hear that from Entercon. Entercon is a local company. They live here. Their installers live here. They work here. They are a part of the community, and they always are. So as a result, you're dealing with a hometown company who wants to make sure that you get a good value for the windows in your home or business. So give them a call at 823-3639 and let Entercon show you what they can do for you. 823-3639, it's Entercon.
Hi, I'm Lisa, and thanks to Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist, I no longer smoke. I was a pack-a-day smoker for 16 years and tried everything to kick my habit. Patches, gum, you name it. I smoked my last cigarette on July 27th, 2009, as I was walking in to consult with Robin Roberts for the very first time. No longer am I spending $500 or more per month on cigarettes. Thanks, Robin Roberts.
What is it you want to improve in your life? Call me, Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist at 739-7143 or visit robinrobertsch.com.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
With today's economy, uncertain at best, going out to buy a $30,000-plus car with a 5-year note makes no sense. If your car needs a new lease on life, then locally owned and operated B&B Automotive has been repairing cars like new since 1986. In fact, B&B can even repair pre-computerized cars. Remember carburetors? They do. And B&B can fix almost any older model car. They'll do a great job getting your new model or old model back into shape. Personalized service, fleet work, and towing service available. It's B&B Automotive on Coulter and Bryan.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Another fatal crash took place on Highway 6 between Bryan and Hearn. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Hearn police received a report of a reckless driver headed towards Hearn. The driver of a Mustang is dead after his car crossed the center line between FM 2549 and the Spring Creek Bridge and then struck the rear tandem axle of a semi-trailer.
This is a stretch of highway where they have the left lane passing only, and the truck driver was in the outside lane and was able to take advantage of the improved shoulder try to avoid the collision. Unfortunately, the vehicle struck the back tandem axle of his trailer, but it gave him an option at least to try to do, you know, get away from the vehicle. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but that's why it's so important, you know, when you're not passing out here, to stay in that outside lane to be able to take advantage of the improved shoulder.
The wreck affected traffic for more than 6 hours.
Economic development was among those topics posed at this week's Candidates Forum to those running for Bryan City Council.
Sampling what was said by those seeking the Place 3 seat, Greg Owen says his philosophy is simple. Remain competitive by pitching some of the abatements and services offered by other cities. Moderator Scott DeLucia wanted to know more.
City pays for all of it?
Not necessarily.
What are the determining factors in your view?
Well, I think you would look at that on a case-by-case basis. How big of a company, what kind of company, what kind of development.
Steve Ramirez called for more goods and services to attract professionals to Bryan.
We need more restaurants. You know, I love the fact that, you know, Bryan and College Station are sister communities, but I would like to stop competing with College Station. I think Bryan should compete with itself. I think if we can stand on our own 2 feet and say that we offer amazing services, we offer great places to bring your business, and I think we have all the right materials.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear all the comments from those participating in this week's forum. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station Councilman Dave Rusink will wrap up his 6 years of service next month. Rusink says he's pleased with several changes he's seen in the city throughout his term, especially in the Northgate area.
I think that the whole Northgate atmosphere is being enhanced a whole lot by Fall Street parking and the way that the front of the stores along University is going to really enhance what they can do in having outside activities.
Rusink also feels that the council is more thoughtful about its spending than it has sometimes been in the past, and that the people of Welburn will be thankful in a few years for the city's decision to incorporate their area. A foot can be a deadly weapon. That's what a Brazos County District Court jury recently decided in convicting a Houston man of using his foot to stomp a friend's head into the concrete. 35-year-old Kevin Brown was sentenced to 7 years in prison for the aggravated assault that took place at a College Station home last year on the day after Christmas. The guilty verdict followed a trial where the victim did not want Brown prosecuted and did not testify. The victim, who lives out of state, sustained multiple broken bones in his face. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is calling for hearings following reports that the number of Texas veterans who have served in Afghanistan and Iraq who have died of prescription drug overdoses is about the same as the number who have committed suicide. Flores, a member of the House Committee of Veterans Affairs, says he wants a response from the Veterans Administration to the overdoses and the latest research on post-traumatic stress disorder. There's also concern over how well the VA is tracking deaths among veterans. And a fourth Texas high-tech startup that received taxpayer money through Governor Perry's signature Economic Development Fund has filed for bankruptcy. Bioenergy producer Terrabon has local connections with a demonstration plant in Bryan using production methods developed at Texas A&M. Terrabon received nearly $3 million from the state's Emerging Technology Fund, a venture capital-like fund that invests in Texas-based high-tech startups. Terrabon's bankruptcy marks the biggest loss yet for the tech fund's $194 million portfolio and brings the total amount of failed investments to more than $5 million. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening the door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006. Or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
813, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on services. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
The warm temperatures we've been seeing continue across the area with partial sunshine today and high of 85 to 90. It's going to be partly cloudy and very mild overnight, lows near 70. Mixture of clouds and sun tomorrow. We could have an isolated shower. That certainly would be good news. 85. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tomorrow night, a little cooler, 60 to 65. Lots of clouds, scattered showers Friday, and turning cooler, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
813, and the mayor of Bryan's here this morning. Now, we got to play Jethro Trivia, so you got to put your headphones on.
All
Jason
right,
Bansky here this morning. We're putting him to work. He hadn't been here in a couple of – you missed a visit. You missed a rotation. So, yeah, we got to catch him up and get him busy on here. So here we go. Time now for Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Fun to play, easy to win. Today's topic, I'm a hero to my gender. Earlier this month, 24-year-old Rob Wilson broke the glass ceiling of sorts when he became the first man to ever do what? Was it the first Abercrombie & Fitch model to wear a dress? B, watch the Oprah Network? C, be a demonstration model on The Price is Right, or D, turn down Donald Trump to be on his show. Once again, A, the first Abercrombie and Fitch model to wear a dress. B, first male to watch the Oprah Network. C, be a demonstration model on The Price is Right, or D, turn down Donald Trump to be on his show. Kevin, you go first.
Price is Right.
Okay. Kat?
C, Price is Right.
Okay. Mayor?
Well, that's the logical one. Probably going to be one of the other ones, so let's go with the Abercrombie and Fitch
model wear a dress. There you go. No, actually, the answer is that he's the first demonstration model on The Price is Right. Rob Wilson, a model and actor from Boston, just finished his week-long stint last week as the popular game show host. Obviously, Jason's not home watching The Price is Right.
No, I've seen The Price is Right.
But not last week.
Heard comments, but again, they're never logical.
That's the least
desired answer.
See, Scott, we actually do listen when you're talking.
You do, yeah. In selecting the winner, models were put through several tests, including writing and singing original lyrics of the show's iconic theme song, showing their excitement as each of them was called to come on down. And then, of course, the frantic pace of costume changes. He told viewers he, in fact, would fake being sick so he could stay home from school to watch the show. Okay, Rob, we'll see what your next gig is. See how that works out. Anyway, Mayor Bansky is here today. How are you today?
Doing great. We won't talk about my stint on The Price is Right in the past.
But, were you on The Price is Right?
Well, I was an audience member
in a
past life. But,
wow.
Takes a whole day out of your life for an hour's work.
Do we have video of that somewhere?
I hope not.
I'm looking now.
Yeah, we'll have to go see if we can find that or not. Let's have a chance to look back at Texas Reds. Obviously, the weather ended up being a problematic situation, but I know you'd probably like to comment from an official capacity as to maybe the turmoil that you had to go through because you got people downtown. They're expecting things to go on in the weather, which you can't control. Ended up being a determining factor.
Well, the weather Friday night, Scott, was awesome.
We had
some of the best weather we've had in Texas in a long time. The Texas Tornadoes were great, fantastic. We had our largest crowd ever for a Friday night. Throughout the day Saturday, you know, we had all the wonderful chef demonstrations and the Harry Bikers. We had the two Olympians, Aries Merritt and Demetrius Pender, that came on stage for the Key to the City and was visiting with Johnny Lee, our opening headliner that night, and he wanted to meet those Olympians. So he came out to get their autographs and take pictures with them. He said never in his life has he met a gold medal winner, and he was pretty impressed as a Texan. But
So about 8:30-ish or so, we had a pretty good storm blowing through, and you know, we're always concerned about the safety of our citizens and the participants at Texas Reds, and so we did make some announcements. Roger Kreger decided not to perform. It stopped raining about 9 o'clock, but the streets were still wet, the stage was wet, and you know, concern and safety for his crew members and band, and so we'll be bringing Roger Kreger back at a later date. Either he'll be the headliner for next year's Texas Reds Festival, or maybe we'll have him back for another special rain check type concert, but that's still to be determined. But
how do you, let me interrupt for a second, how do you do that? How do you negotiate that? Because obviously you've signed a contract, both parties have entered into that contract. How do you work out what's going to happen because of an act of God, basically?
Well, Scott, I didn't work out the contract. That was done by our attorneys, and so we're kind of looking at all that. I think it gives us the option to work with them on a future date. He is booked through the end of this year, so this year is out. Next spring would be a possibility, or again, possibly next Texas Reds Festival. So Roger Kreger, being from Aggieland, would like to come back and perform for the folks here in the Bryan-College Station area, whether it's Texas Reds or another venue, and so we'll be working with them on a rain check type deal, but and then finish paying them at that point. So we definitely want to have them back and work it into the venue. And it's unfortunate, you know, the situation. We definitely need the rain, but, you know, it was safety was first priority. And, you know, we still had Johnny Lee put on one heck of a performance. I mean, he, in my opinion, was the headliner, did a great job. And it was raining. He still was playing, and everyone was having a good time. So, you know, I don't look at it as a failure. It was definitely a success. And then everyone crowded into the restaurants and bars all over Bryan to watch the Texas Aggies beat the heck out of Louisiana Tech till 1 in the morning. So
yeah, they did.
So sales tax revenues went up that day, I'm sure. But so it was a success.
There's no doubt this it's still a learning process. There's still a learning curve. This was the date change, and so you're still going to work this out. I also know that there are people who are critical of this, and they're saying that city money shouldn't be spent this way. Again, this was the weather, which you really couldn't control. So as the reports come out, and I don't know what they're going to be, but as the reports come out, obviously people who are critical of this will want to jump on it. And what will be your response? Because I have to believe that you want to continue to do Texas Reds, and you want to continue to have the city participate on this financial level.
Well, not everything the city does is for financial gain. This is exposure for the city of Bryan. It's exposure for downtown Bryan. You know, it's part of a community event. Most communities do have signature events that they take on. We're looking at ways to make it more profitable, ways to find more sponsors. We are in tough economic times, so, you know, working with the company is a little tougher, and we're getting better and better at it every year. Maybe find a company that does this profession that can help. I mean, if you want to cut all the things that the city partakes in that's not profitable, we could be closing golf courses and getting rid of parks. There's some things that come along with the quality of life issues that the city provides that aren't necessarily going to be profitable, but we provide for our citizens. And if we decide not to move forward, then that'll be a decision the council will make in the near future. You know, if we decide to move the venue to another, you know, whether it's to North Bryan, a North Downtown Bryan area, or to another venue, maybe the Expo Center or Lake Bryan has been talked about. You know, if the merchants don't want it in Downtown Bryan, I've gotten good feedback. I've gotten bad feedback. I understand with anything that you partake in, you're not always going to have 100% cooperation and support on. But if the people that are supportive would let us know, we'll keep looking at it. And again, we're always looking at ways to make it more successful, and sometimes it takes many years to get to that point. But you know, we've had a lot of success in the past where we've brought in companies that have decided to look at Bryan and locate in Bryan and work on other projects. So there's a lot of good that comes out of Texas Reds beyond just what you see on the outside.
Right. Is the Terrebonne facility that closed, is that in Bryan proper? Where's the geographic location?
It's out there around Mumford Road. It's not in the city limits of Bryan.
So that's not going to impact the city in any way that you can tell? Is that within the county? Is that where that is?
It's within the county. It's a project the city hasn't participated in. Know very little about it other than I think they were using scrap food waste to turn into fuel. And it's a good project. It's a good idea, good concept. I'm not sure what all went wrong with the company and with its operations here. We always hate to see any company close down, but
That was something that was done through the state of Texas.
Sure. I'm reading an article today. It was focusing on Pflugerville and the problems that they've ended up having. But it seems to be a statewide situation where Texas used to fund, for instance, transportation projects 100%. They don't do that anymore. They expect participation from the city. Well, obviously, people see what's going on in front of Walmart right now, and you've got the Villa Maria exchange that's going on right there. At what level is Brian having to participate financially, and is this something that you just have to plan for the future, that you're going to have to participate in projects on state highways?
Well, until our state lawmakers come up with a way to increase the funds in our state highway funds, transportation funds, we're going to have to, there's going to be more local cooperation and participation in any of the highway projects, whether it's a 10% match or 20% match, or whether we take care of the right-of-way and they take care of the construction. You're going to see more partnerships between the cities and the states on these type of projects until we can come up with some type of funding mechanism that'll help take care of 100% of the costs. But right now, I mean, they've talked about increase fuel surcharges and taxes and registration fees to try to cover some of the funds. But, I mean, we are a growing state. You know, population's increasing by leaps and bounds, and we're slowly falling behind statewide on our infrastructure needs, particularly with roads. And so they're going to have to – that's something Representative Rainey and future State Senator Shortner is going to have to work on for the Brazos Valley area and for the state of Texas. And, you know, we'll have to budget for it, and we'll have to prepare for it. But, you know, it's putting more of a burden on the local entities.
Well, and again, Pflugerville, because they had a toll facility, a toll road going through their town, and it made a difference. Do you see any tollable opportunities even in anywhere in Brazos County?
I'm not sure. There's been talks about, loops around Bryan-College Station. That could be a possibility. What we have seen, Scott, I mean, we worked on several infrastructure projects with TxDOT in the past few years that we've had a lot of success on. The more you can put into a project from a local level, the better the chances you getting that project. So when we built the overpass on Health Science Center Parkway and Highway 47 and the west side of Bryan, I think we put up to $1 million into the project. We got the project pretty instantaneously, as opposed to waiting 5 or 10 years and it would end up costing us probably more at that point anyway. But so I know the commissioners of the transportation department would like to see more participation locally, and I think when you're competing with other entities, the more money you can put in locally as a match or as participation, the better your probability and chances are getting those projects. So we've seen that success in Bryan. College Station's doing the same thing, so the entities and the cities that can participate might have a better chance of getting some of those infrastructure projects. So
are you funding that someplace, or is that just going to be general revenue money that comes out when you need to spend it?
Well, general revenue money is a possibility. Like for that bridge, we've worked with A&M, we've worked with other entities to help try to pay for that $1 million match.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you got this morning?
Well, we had we talked about Terrebonne, but some of the good things going on in Bryan. We're working with Woodbolt International. It's a very successful business in downtown Bryan on the north end. They're looking to expand their operations, and they're going to be moving our second company in the biomedical corridor next to the Health Science Center in Bryan. They're going to increase. They're a health and nutrition company, a nutraceuticals type company that's been operating in Bryan for about 10 years. They're going to create an additional 75 full-time employees, additional $3 million payroll. It comes out to about $50,000 per job on average.
Okay.
Sorry, that was my fault. Go ahead. She didn't switch button in the newsroom. Okay, anyway.
All righty.
Anyway.
26,000 square foot office complex, 30,000 square foot warehouse, 20,000 square foot fitness facility. So with about a $17 million investment. So we're excited. This is, when we talk about recruiting businesses to town, new businesses are always exciting. I'm really excited and happy and there to support the existing businesses that have been here, that have been supporting our community, Woodbolt and International. And so when we have an opportunity to retain them in our community and help them with their expansion projects, those are the kind of projects that I'm excited about the most. So excited about Woodbolt, and congratulations, Manish and Doss, on their success at Woodbolt. I want to mention, of course, I think Kat mentioned it a little earlier today, the Pink Hills event at Lowe's parking lot in Bryan around 5 o'clock. So come out and sign the pink fire truck. Some of the council members last night were sporting their pink ties and their pink shirts in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. November 3rd is Municipal Court Week. We're going to be running certain events, you know, hot dogs and events for the kids in the police parking lot. Our Lights On event in downtown Bryan, where we light it up in preparation for Christmas, is November 16th. So, gosh, it's right around the corner, yep. Isn't it? And then, of course, December 14th is our downtown Bryan second annual Christmas parade. And this year, our grand marshals are going to be Demetrius Pender and Aries Merritt, our gold medal winners, Olympians here that are residents in Bryan, Texas. So we're excited. They're excited. Demetrius did ask me, he's from the Bahamas.
Right.
And so he asked the mayor, he said, Mayor, what is this key open that we presented him?
That's a good question, isn't it?
He was pretty serious about it. And before I got a response, Chuck Condola had to come forward and say, not a dang thing. And the look on his face was priceless. But I said, it's a symbolic gesture. It's, you know, I've only given out, this is the third key that I've given out.
Oh, really? Okay.
In my 3 years as mayor. Yeah. But so it's very special that, you know, it's we appreciate you and we're proud of you as Bryan residents. But I'm sure if you see Demetrius around town trying to open up a building with that key or coming down to City Hall, he'll probably be disappointed.
Yeah.
But we're proud of those gentlemen. And like I said, a lot of good things going on in Bryan.
Good. All right. Thank you. That's Jason Bianski, the mayor of Bryan. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on News Talk 1620.
The market looks for a midweek turnaround. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Investors ran for the exits on Wall Street yesterday. The future suggests stocks could start out higher this morning. Boeing posted stronger than expected quarterly earnings and raised its outlook. AT&T's third quarter profit topped forecast, though the company says subscriber growth slowed over the last 3 months. Boeing and AT&T are both components of the Dow Jones Industrials. Microsoft may be in some trouble with European Union antitrust regulators. The EU says the software giant has not honored a 2009 promise to offer consumers a choice of internet browsers. You'll have more protection from unscrupulous debt collectors starting next year. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau plans to step up oversight of consumer debt collection firms starting in January. The agency will investigate whether debt buyers, third-party collection agencies, and attorneys are being honest with consumers, and it will look into ways complaints are handled. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
IBM System X x86 servers and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper. But you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, linemen. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Texas A&M will be in Auburn, Alabama Saturday night, 5 o'clock broadcast time, kick time 6 o'clock against the Auburn Tigers, the Aggies and the Tigers from Auburn. Head coach Kevin Sumlin had said that in the first six games this year, quarterback Johnny Manziel had seen six different looks. Did it happen again with LSU last Saturday, a seventh different look?
Yeah, it's you know, that doesn't come as any surprise. You know, coming in the game, that's the way they play. You know, I thought we matched it. I thought that our guys' effort and intensity level was really, really good. I thought, you know, we didn't get really shoved around all over the place. It was a hard-hitting game, and, you know, that's the way it is in this league.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie football report.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
WTAW News time is 8:32 at 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Highway 6 between Hearn and Bryan was shut down yesterday afternoon following a crash involving a car and an empty semi-trailer. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver of the car was killed.
Approximately 2:22, Hearn PD received a 911 dispatch of a reckless driver heading westbound on U.S. 190, State Highway 6. Shortly afterwards, the reported reckless driver, a white Ford Mustang, crossed over into the eastbound side and struck a 18-wheeler back tandem axle on the eastbound side on the improved shoulder.
It took more than 6 hours to reopen the crash site, located near the way station between the Spring Creek Bridge and FM 2549. Attempting to get a friend to stop swearing with ladies in the house resulted in multiple facial injuries. The victim filed paperwork declaring he didn't want to press criminal charges, but a Brazos County District Court jury convicted a Houston man guilty of aggravated assault causing serious injury. Witnesses told police 35-year-old Kevin Brown kicked and stomped his friend in the head. This took place at a College Station home last year on the day after Christmas. The jury sentenced Brown to 7 years in prison. Due to Brown's criminal history, he will have to serve at least half the sentence before becoming eligible for parole. And what should be done to create more housing in Bryan? The candidates running for the City Council's Place 3 seat both call on more promotion of the Bryan School District.
At this week's candidates forum, moderator Scott DeLucia followed up on a comment from Steve Ramirez.
Now let's hear. How do you build a better relationship with BISD?
I think, one, well, if I'm elected, then it's obviously my opportunity, my job to make sure that that occurs. I'm not served in city politics before, but it behooves me to at least understand what were the dynamics before that held us from being able to work together and then try to expand on that.
Greg Owen says the school district needs to do more marketing,
including the Hammond Oliver program, some of the AP classes that students can take at the same time they're going to high school.
Owens also called on the city to create a friendlier business atmosphere.
New businesses attract new employees, and new employees will create the demand for more rooftops.
You can hear all the comments from this week's forum online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Dave Rusink faced many subjects during his 2 terms as College Station City Councilman. Rusink, who will retire after next month's election, says he has no regrets about voting to annex Welburn into College Station.
My thought is that 5 years from now, the folks in Welburn are going to be very pleased that it went the way it did, that they're not the ones that are having to make all of the decisions about what the city's going to be in, but they've got an opportunity through the neighborhood plan to make it what they wanted anyway, without having to have all of the headaches that go with the incorporation.
As for regrets, Rusink wishes that they had purchased the land to build the convention center 10 years earlier than they did. An investigation by the Austin newspaper that found the number of suicides among Texas veterans is about the same as the number dying from prescription drug overdoses has the attention of Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. A member of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, Flores plans to ask for a congressional hearing to get the latest research on post-traumatic stress disorder and the Veterans Administration's response to the overdoses among those who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan.
A Houston-based bioenergy producer with a plant in Bryan using production methods developed at Texas A&M has filed for bankruptcy. Terrebonne became the fourth and largest recipient of the Texas Emerging Technology Fund to file. Terrebonne received nearly $3 million from the venture capital-like fund promoted by Governor Perry. The total amount of failed investments has passed $5 million. The Associated Press reports the tech fund's portfolio is valued at $194 million. WTAW News Time is 8:37 at 65 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:37. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
The warm temperatures we've been seeing continue across the area with partial sunshine today and high of 85 to 90. It's going to be partly cloudy and very mild overnight, lows near 70. Mixture of clouds and sun tomorrow. We could have an isolated shower. That certainly would be good news. 85. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tomorrow night, a little cooler, 60 to 65. Lots of clouds, scattered showers Friday, and turning cooler, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. I don't know if y'all heard about Robert De Niro's Manhattan home burned after the dryer caught fire.
No.
Yeah. So he made sure that the local firefighters were properly thanked. He stopped by, and along with his wife, to Engine Company 23 last Friday, got a tour of the firehouse, took photos with the staff, and gave everybody a big old huge catered lunch from his restaurant.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was. Meanwhile, problems for Facebook game maker Zynga Incorporated, which reportedly closed its Cambridge office and laid off employees at other locations around the country yesterday.
Uh-oh.
We were talking about Farmville. And how, you know, a lot of people have done that. And then there was Farmville 2. They did Mafia Wars also among the games. They did very well to begin with, but apparently people who play those online games have now moved on to other games. Zynga's stock has tubed now, more than 75% down this year.
Wow.
I was reading an article about Zynga, and it started with Zynga, and the idea that there are so many people working at Zynga who got stock inducements as part of their pay, and how a year ago they really, 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 really had a lot of money, and they stayed because they thought it would continue to go up.
And now they really, 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 really don't.
And they can't go anywhere.
Right.
They're so invested in that. They've got to see it through. Somebody needs to come up with a new game to bring people back. But I would guess that they should have known the culture in that people will move on to something else.
Well, and some of it was, it became extremely vilified. I mean, I can remember post after post, stop sending me your stupid Farmville requests.
Oh, okay.
Because I was one of them.
I got you. Okay. Through Facebook, right?
And yeah.
So they would do that? Interesting.
It got old.
Well, again, I'm not Facebook, and the concept that I'd heard of Farmville sounded pretty bizarre that people wanted to kind of get involved on that level. But now that brings to question, there was a story I read over the weekend, is the same thing going to happen to Google? And here, don't have the article in front of me, but what they're talking about is it's called CPC, which is cost per click, advertising revenue. That's how Google makes their money. I mean, they've got those ads over there. And people click on the ads, and that's when you pay Google, and, you know, that's how they make their money in billions and billions. And they've expanded into so many different things. Google is, in fact, the generic, as we well know. Nobody really ever said, hey, I'm going to Yahoo that, right? So Google got to that generic position. But what they're saying now is that because so many people are going with their mobile devices when they're on the Internet, that Google is not getting – the cost per click revenue that they thought they would. That's why their projection was down last week, and people panicked a little bit. Yeah, a lot bit. And also, if you'll notice, Facebook was back up yesterday. Facebook closed at about $21 yesterday. So they started to climb up. I'm not going to say that they're anywhere near where they needed to be, obviously, based on the IPO.
Now, the IPO was like $35.
Right. So, yeah, they're not there yet and don't know if they will anytime soon. But there were people out there in the industry who were starting to say, now watch, the paint is kind of peeling on the corners at Google. Just be careful and be aware that there may be another big thing out there.
Well, the speculation has been the person that can find a way to make something sticky online or in advertising in general isn't the one that's going to win, because we use everything so much differently than we did even 5 years ago.
Sure.
And nobody's figured it out. Because people just will not sit through a commercial.
No, and
unless it's right here on WTAW.
Yeah, and we like that. Well, and think about this. We'll go to it in a minute. We'll talk about that on your DVR in just a minute. But the idea is, because people are using Google differently now. When Google started, when it was hot, nobody thought about how everybody was going to be walking around basically with their internet device in their pocket,
right,
in a screen that was that size. People thought they'd be looking at 21-inch screens or bigger. And so you could put those ads over there in the corner, and people would click to them, and there'd be a revenue opportunity. But now, as you're looking at the smaller screen and older fingers like mine that might tremble and hit the wrong place, you know, we're not nearly as comfortable surfing through the internet on our wireless device as you are when you're sitting at home. So the way Google's being used is changing. And I don't know. I mean, today we get to see the new pad. Is that right? That's going to be smaller?
That was yesterday.
It was yesterday. Okay, we get to see that kind of transitional, if you will, pad, where maybe there is a life for Google there, because that screen is big enough that you can touch and see an ad there. Other companies don't want to resize their landing page to fit onto the mobile device, because it's so hard to read the dang print.
But everybody's going to have to.
Yeah, and they are, because, again, and that's geared toward younger people. So how will you start marketing? Will you market to the 50-year-old differently than you will to the 18-year-old?
Oh, without question.
Yeah, and is there going to be enough of either one of those market shares to make you decide, you know, that's the course you want to take?
Well, it depends on what you're marketing to.
Sure.
You're a lot more likely at 50 to buy a Beamer than you are at 18.
Yep. Now, think about this. If you DVR and you fast forward through the commercials, what makes you stop? What makes you stop to go back and watch that commercial?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, for instance, like sometimes at our house, we'll do it with dogs. Okay, if it's a dog dressed up in something, we'll go back and see that story, because that could be fun. See where it happens to be going. But again, that's a personal preference. That's not a general point of view. So
the only time I stop is when they run a promo in the middle of the commercials that's for the show you're watching.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You think it's that show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
interesting. They trick you.
That's interesting. Yeah, they do that. So, and again, that's if you're watching regular network. When you're watching TNT, where the, you know, commercial breaks are 27 minutes long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about a DVR paying for itself right there.
I don't have DVR, so I don't actually do that. But
you don't
I will
have a
say,
TV.
Well, I do have a TV.
Okay.
It just doesn't have channels. But when I do watch television, I would say, I mean, how good is advertising anyway? Like, really, the only thing that catches my attention is commercials for food.
Okay, all right.
That really is the only thing.
What, as they slowly pull the slice of pizza up and the cheese strings down, which it never does. Which it never does
in
real
life. No.
And again, you can see, you know, they've done television shows on that about how food artists and how they make those things look like that.
It's glue.
But you see, again, and that's fine. That's what pushes your button. That's what makes you decide to stop and watch that commercial, and it is different, and they've got to find a way to make that generally work. Okay, now scientists and bureaucrats alike, very concerned about the Dead Sea. It's shrinking at an alarming rate, and nobody knows what to do.
The Dead Sea is dying.
Yeah, there you go. The body of water that served as a refuge, of course, for King David, has dropped a record 4.9 feet in the last year.
That's like,
wow.
That's like Lake Travis in Austin.
In a year, that is a bunch of water. And the disappearing water is showing no signs of slowing down. As a point of comparison, the world's oceans that are rising at record rates have only gone up 4 to 8 inches in the past century. So if we don't do something soon, there is the distinct chance that the Dead Sea, as we know it, could in fact disappear. The reason for the sinking sea, pretty straightforward. River water that feeds it being diverted for industry and farming. Pumping a bunch of the seawater or even fresh water won't work, you know, if you pump a bunch in there. The Dead Sea's composition is so unique that any change in salinization would deeply affect the local ecosystems. This puts the locals in a real quandary, obviously. On one hand, the Dead Sea's waters helping to keep the people fed, and the sea itself provides a much-needed flow of cash for tourism. Because, you know, you got to have the Dead Sea. People there, they want to see it.
Yeah.
Can't go in and take a picture of it. That wouldn't work very well.
Nope.
On the other hand, they're on track for destroying the very commodity that has helped that region to thrive in this time. So what do you do? I mean, what's the decision? So Dead Sea dying again, 4.9 feet. It has fallen in the last year.
That's crazy.
It is.
Friends bring jewelry into us for serious repair all the time. Sometimes they want their heirloom restored. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers. Now what she leaves is often just a shadow of what it was. But that's before we work our magic. After, that's a beautiful moment. That's mine, she says, so surprised, with tears in her eyes. It's more beautiful than she imagined. Come see us at Douglas Jewelers. Experience for yourself the before and after of your fine jewelry magically made new.
Suddenlink is partnering with the Outdoor Channel from October the 22nd through November the 19th to make a difference right here in our area. Bring 10 canned food items by your local Suddenlink office between now and the 19th of November and receive a free upgrade or half price on a new service install. That's valued at $49. Suddenlink has the best entertainment and sports and lifestyle programming. And if you're not familiar with the Outdoor Channel, they've got Midway USA's Rapid Fire. This is history's greatest weapons. They go head-to-head. That's on Wednesday nights at 7. Grateful Nation, go behind the scenes into the hunting fields with America's disabled veterans. That's Saturdays at 6:30 in the evening. Jim Shockey's Hunting Adventure, check out the best hunting adventures from around the world. That's at 7 o'clock on Sundays in the evening. And The Choice with Ralph and Vicky, North America's favorite hunting couple, each week. They see you get to see hunting at its finest. That's Mondays at 5:30. So do that. And, of course, as we've been telling you, get the fastest internet in town for as low as $20 a month and SL200 HD TV free HD when you bundle. So all of those things there and available. And remember, the Outdoor Channel and Suddenlink putting together the canned food situation that where you can save some money. That's through the 19th. For more information, call 1-800-915-1866 to get the connection today, or go to suddenlink.com for more information.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold-cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations. Excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum.
You know, John has a saying here, the door is always open. And I'd say that's been my experience. That's his philosophy of this dealership. His office is actually located right on the showroom floor where he's around and he wants people to feel comfortable coming in here. If you need to see John, you can come here and see him. And he is a very approachable guy. And that's the message he sends to to all of his people.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
About 8 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Internet Hall of Fame has announced its nominees. Al Gore.
Are you serious?
Al Gore. Yep. Absolutely. He may, in fact, be the father of the Internet after all. Remember back in the 2000 election, he took some credit for creation of the Internet. Probably been vindicated today now that he is in the selected in the inaugural class of the Internet Hall of Fame.
How does that happen?
I don't know. They were announced yesterday, or Monday, I guess, in Geneva, Switzerland. Much like the rock and roll counterpart, the Internet Hall of Fame, essentially an annual awards program, with a new website showcasing each inductee. In addition to Gore, honorees will include Craig Newmark, that'd be the Craig of Craigslist, and Tim Berners-Lee, who is the inventor of the World Wide Web.
As one person, not Al Gore?
No. But as one person said, a blogger wrote on Gizmodo, the architect who designed Fenway Park isn't in Cooperstown, but Babe Ruth sure is. So he thinks that people like Sean Fanning from Napster and Matt Drudge should be nominated. He said these are the people that have actually made the rest of the world aware of the Internet's power.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, one of the other first inductees will be Ray Tomlinson. Do you know Ray? No, you don't, do you?
No, sir.
He sent the first network email back in 1971.
Wow.
He's the one who made the historic choice to separate the name of his message's recipient from the name of the host computer by using the and sign, because it was really a symbol that's not used very often in regular writing, and so, or the at sign, so that as a result you have, you know, scott@brianbroadcasting.com. He was the one who did that. Now, obviously, one of the most recognized symbols out there the planet, and he's the guy who did it. All right, and finally, a new type of GPS device designed for nervous or older drivers. It's called the Granny Nav. The Granny Nav.
That's going to go over
it
well.
It is. It steers drivers away from tricky intersections, busy roads, and traffic jams. Best of all, it helps the nervous Nellies by displaying routes with only right turns.
Oh, good.
Or left turns if it's the appropriate country.
Yeah, there you go.
That GPS not yet available, but they're working on it.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 703-7987.
About 3 till, we'll finish with an odd one here. You know how the saying, no good deed goes unpunished?
Mm-hmm.
Mom from Long Island could be the poster child for this one after she donated one of her kidneys to save her boss's life and wound up getting fired.
Because she missed work.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Debbie Stevens, 47, mom of two, worked for 61-year-old Jackie Bruscia at the Atlantic Automotive Group as a clerical worker in 2009. When she learned that her boss, Jackie, was ill and needed a kidney transplant to survive, she told her she had already found a family friend to be the donor. But then, out of the goodness of her heart, Ms. Stevens said that she'd happily donate her kidney if the original donor fell through. Well, as a matter of fact, the first donor didn't work out, and she asked Debbie if she would, in fact, still be willing to offer her kidney. And, of course, she obliged. Turned out it wasn't a perfect match for her boss in the organ donation department. However, by giving her kidney, ultimately, she was able to move her employer up on the list. Now, she went home sick due to the lingering effects of her heroic surgery. Jackie, her boss, then called her at home, scolded her for taking sick time. Then she wound up being demoted, and she was fired from the company shortly thereafter.
Holy cow.
I mean... Now, Debbie's lawyers are certain that her boss set up the entire thing as a scam in order to get her kidney and had no intention of ever keeping Stevens around after the surgery. Yeah.
That's awful.
So that's
karma's going to come back for this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Gal. Yeah.
Gal,
that's
sorry.
That's a Jackie gal. Yeah, that's just ugly on so many levels. So,
it's awful. Where did you hear about that?
I mean, I got the story right here, so that's it.
I mean, what state? Where?
This is in Long Island. It's in New York. So which is your better side? New research shows that the left side of the human face generally more appealing to others than the right side, which may help explain why people who are portrait folks tend to paint their subjects left profiles. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, can always find research that shows almost anything. All right, here we go. On this date in history, in 1704, the very first newspaper, remember them? Remember newspapers? In the United States, it was the Boston, Massachusetts New Letter. That's what it was called, was published. 1800, on this date, the United States Library of Congress was established when President John Adams signed legislation.